This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. After about 10 days of this...
I'm proud that I spent my life outside Washington.
I am, in fact, the legitimate heir of the Reagan movement, not some liberal from Massachusetts.
Florida Republicans are now choosing either Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich or other candidates. The primary just underway. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Tampa.
Dave, most polls are just opening up, so it's time for the undecided voters to make up their mind.
Mitt knew, but it's very important to me that we have somebody to campaign for the Republicans where Obama doesn't win a second election.
Newt Gingrich is hoping for more voters like George Campion here in Tampa.
I see on him the portrait, the presidential portrait, and the personality to make this country to be respected again.
More than 600,000 ballots have already been cast in absentee and early voting. Dave?
Jennifer, the UN Security Council may try to stop the violence in Syria today, voting on a resolution calling on the president to step down. The fighting's still going on. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live at our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, after 3 days of heavy fighting in eastern suburbs around the capital Damascus, in which activists say at least 100 people were killed, government forces have regained control from rebels. Meanwhile, the Arab League plan to transfer power is being discussed today, but they'll need to persuade Russia, which is warning that an international effort to resolve the conflict could lead to civil war, Dave.
Emily, they're like play-by-play.
Here comes another one.
Of a disaster.
He's coming too fast.
911 calls from drivers in the middle of that highway pileup early Sunday in Florida.
That one is a bad one.
That left 10 people dead. Florida's governor wants an investigation into why that stretch of I-75 closed hours earlier because of fog and smoke was reopened before the crashes. Because the longest drought ever in Texas, Spicewood, that community, is going to have its water delivered by tanker truck for the next several weeks as they figure out another way to get water into the community. The first delivery was yesterday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I recently learned auto technicians prefer Interstate Batteries 5-to-1 over any other battery. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I mean to brag. 5-to-1? That's a landslide. All right, I'm done bragging. To find the dealer near you that prefers us, head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. And that's not bragging, it's just the truth.
What's better than getting something for a great price? Getting two things for that same great price. What we're trying to say is, it's buy one, get one free at Pearle Vision. So stop in and get two great pairs of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses for the price of one. You're thinking, that's a great deal. And you're right. So don't wait. Stop into a Pearle Vision today.
Minimum purchase may apply. Second complete pair up to a maximum value. Maximum may vary. Same prescription. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2012.
They won't call it the Fairness Doctrine, but it's still going to be coming for Rush. Stay alert, stay tuned. Rush at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Howdy, this is Brad Beard with Intercon. You would not buy a car, boat, or major appliance if the warranty only covered material, leaving you to pay labor, freight, and other charges. So don't make the same mistake when making a window or glass purchase. With many players in the window industry, limited warranties are truly limited. At Intercon, the warranties we provide cover 100% of the cost to get the product performing as it should. The labor and freight charges on other vendors' warranties can add up to hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Ask questions about other warranties offered. What costs are not covered? Are they transferable? What happens if a vendor goes out of business? Intercon does not represent any fly-by-night manufacturers who change their name and product line continually. We have long-standing relationships with our vendors and offer the best warranties in the business. Years down the road, Intercon will still be in the Brazos Valley, making sure the product we sold you lives up to expectations. Call Intercon and get the best product at the best price with the best service.
When it comes to windows for your most valuable asset, trust your local friends and neighbors from Intercon. Call Oscar or Brad Beard with Intercon at 823-3639. That's 823-3639 for Intercon today.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Lone Star Realty, American Lube Center, and Atami Steak and Sushi. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses that sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers from mills worldwide,
like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
Hey, Brazos Valley, if you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. Voted best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're gonna feel great. We're told.
All right, are you struggling to find a permanent office solution for your home business, but you still have the budget restraints of a startup? Or maybe you need a business presence in another part of the country, but you're scared to make a move in this economy? Well, let me introduce you to a Regis Virtual Office. Now, they provide all of the benefits of a full-time office without the expense. You get a prestigious business address. You get an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering. You have access to meeting rooms and the use of a private office. And you can find out why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies now use Regis, because you can customize your needs, manage your budget. Call Regis right now. Regis is the new way to work. And you can find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and you get 2 months free. Just go to their website, R-E-G-U-S, Regis.com/Hannity. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call their toll-free number. It's 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800-OFFICES for Regis.
WTAW News Time, 607, 58 degrees right now at the studios. Yeah, it doesn't feel like January, does it? We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news, brought to you by Just Breaks. At Just Breaks, they really do care. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The city of Bryan is another step closer to restricting building colors on commercial buildings, but some on city council are concerned about painting designs. Councilwoman Ann Horton questioned planner Michelle Audenard about mixing 1,500 primary and 500 accent colors.
85% to 95% of the building that remains, mm-hmm. are you limiting them to one base color?
No.
Or are they can just...
It could be any combination of the approved colors. It's only the limited colors that
could
we want to know.
It could be striped.
Right. It could be striped and then have an accent color from the limited palette.
I think I would like to see something in there that would say that if you're going to, that the other color, the base color, the main color, is not to be striped or polka dotted or whatever.
The exteriors of existing commercial buildings in Bryan with bright or fluorescent colors would be grandfathered but banned on new structures in the future. Final action is tentatively set for February 28th. If that happens, the new regulations take effect June 1st. It's a Dallas property case with statewide implications after one woman stood up to a city board.
The city of Dallas ordered single mother Heather Stewart to either make $36,000 worth of repairs to her home or it would be torn down. She couldn't afford it, so the city followed through. But now the Texas Supreme Court has ruled she is entitled to $75,000 because the case was handled as a nuisance matter and was never reviewed by a court. While cities statewide worried they could be sued for thousands of nuisance demolitions, attorney Julia Staub, who won the suit, says...
Very, very few cases are going to be fought.
Indeed, Dallas City Attorney Tom Perkins agrees.
There may be a couple of cases where people have appealed... demolition orders.
LP Phillips, TSN News.
The city of College Station turns 75 next year. City Council, with some deliberation at its last meeting, approved $10,000 for someone to write an updated history book. Councilwoman Julie Schultz says revenue from book sales will go to the city.
That particular group does do events that bring in funds to the city, and so they were looking at some of that to offset some of this as well.
Councilman Jess Fields, who says the city shouldn't be in the publishing business, voted against the expenditure requested by the Heritage Programs Committee.
If they want an author to do it, they can pre-sell book copies, but I mean, I don't see why the city needs to step in and and grant something like this.
The city attorney says there's a proposed contract but didn't reveal whether the author gets any or all of the money up front because there have been no negotiations. More than 500,000 head of cattle were either slaughtered early or literally taken to greener pastures last year because of the drought in Texas.
It's the biggest one-year decline in our history.
Texas A&M livestock expert David Anderson says this will hit consumers hard.
What the drought's done is just meant that over the next couple of years, cattle prices and beef prices are going to be higher than we expected them to be.
Anderson says higher prices will continue for several years since the numbers of calves and calf-bearing heifers in Texas are at their lowest levels since the 1950s. A major building on the Texas A&M campus closed Monday because of a water main break. Facilities Director Rod Weiss says a construction mishap caused the incident in the Blocker building.
They're actually doing some construction remodeling on the third floor of that building, and a construction crew that was carrying drywall up a stairwell broke a valve on a chilled water line, and that's what caused the leak.
All classes in the building were canceled for the day, but Weiss says everything should be ready to go for this morning. And a friend of St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan has issued a six-figure challenge grant. Head of school Kate Lucchese says during February, the anonymous donor will give $2 for every one contributed, up to $100,000 for a total of $300,000.
That's to just get this thing finished, and so we can move on and start getting enrollment up for next year. We've got a great plan for next year, and it's just time to lay the past to rest. We are just about there. We needed like maybe 250 or something like that, or a little bit more. So we're going to make that do a little bit more work and say, hey, let's go ahead and challenge people. At this moment, we will put that money in if you put your money in, kind of how that works.
St. Michael's has been doing additional fundraising since last September when an audit revealed shortfalls carried over from previous years that created a serious cash flow deficit. WTAW News Time is coming up on 6:12. It's 58 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentist. We just have a new name. Hi. I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit ArentzDDS.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by College Station Medical Center. The area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Considerable cloudiness today. Scattered showers a possibility. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower for tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 60. We'll have clouds. We could see a shower or two during the day tomorrow. Highs will be up close to 75. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower or two tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Clouds and the chance for a shower Thursday, highs Thursday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
High school basketball tonight. There's only three games left for the girls in district play, and there's five games left for the boys. We'll tell you who plays who tonight. Also, tomorrow is signing day, national signing day for football and all other fall sports. We'll talk about the Aggies and who Coach Sumlin might sign in his first class. We got that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. Yeah.
I was going to say, and if you're really into it, on our sports station tomorrow, Billy and Louie will have a special signing day edition of their Bellucci Hour.
There you go. And Coach Sumlin will be talking about the class at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll also have that live on the sports station.
There you go.
There you go.
For
so we're all things recruiting.
Yeah.
There. Mm-hmm.
So I watched a little bit of that. Was there a debate?
No. Basketball game?
Yeah, some of that Texas-Missouri.
Yeah, a good game, huh?
It really was pretty good ball game.
Pretty good game, yeah. Missouri looked like they were about to put it away, and Texas made a little 16-2 run at the end and then lost it by a point.
There's some underachievers there, aren't they? I mean, those boys are overachievers. Lots of young guys out there playing pretty well.
Yeah. Missouri's a good basketball team. They really are, even though they lost to Oklahoma State last week right after. You know, right before the Aggies beat Oklahoma State, but
so
that's the way it goes.
So we got the Texas game last night, Texas Missouri game last night in Austin, and then of course ESPN is going to have the Aggies and Baylor tomorrow night,
right?
So I mean, is Brett Musburger in Lexington? I mean, did he spend the night in Lexington and he's going to drive over
Giddings? Maybe, yeah, he veered off of 21.
Yeah, go over there, Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's. Yeah.
There's a small Buc-ee's in Giddings.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess he's doing the game. The game's on ESPN2. I don't know. Does he do games on
well,
two?
Yeah, well, it would make sense. Yeah,
right, right.
Hey, you know, Vern Lundquist did the Baylor game in Waco on Saturday?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
That was
CBS.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah. CBS coming in to do that. So, now, actually, one of the money quotes that I can remember Bob Knight saying in basketball was last night. Tom, I don't know if you were watching at the time. They called an intentional foul on a Texas player because he grabbed the uniform of the Missouri player to stop a breakaway.
Uh-huh.
And Knight didn't see it the first two times they replayed it, and then he saw it. He said, gosh, you know, if I had one of those monitors when I was coaching, maybe some of those calls weren't as bad as I thought they were. I'm going, really?
So maybe he has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's gained a little sense of humor. In his.
Hey, you still get a good paycheck. You don't have to worry about chancellors assaulting you in salad bars.
Yeah. I think it was the other way around.
That was the other way around, though, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought, well, that's kind of fun.
He's yeah.
Just having fun with all that. Hey, chance of rain today is 30%, by the way.
Really?
I don't know how it's going to happen.
That's better than 20.
Well, you know, it rained in my house last night.
And after all, isn't that all that matters?
Yeah,
did
but
we not
I mean,
have weather? What's going on?
Didn't last long. Yeah, did we not do the weather?
No.
Yeah, we did.
No? Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I just remember you talking about a basketball game nobody cared about.
Yeah.
So.
No, because I did my sports tees, and
sure.
I don't do my sports tees
that's
unless
right.
I've heard Rob or whoever.
But we're looking at 30% chance of showers, and, you know, again, sometimes that's when we get the best rain. But actually, we have a chance of showers all the way through the week. And 40% on Friday and Friday night, so that'll be even better as far as any rain that's out there right now. You're liable to find some down around I-10 west of Houston. The aforementioned Giddings may be getting a little bit of rain.
Ah, well, so. They need a scrubbing. Yeah.
Really?
What's Giddings ever done to you?
I'm married into family in Giddings now, so
I didn't say everybody needed a scrubbing.
You about to offend my honor.
Yeah.
Sir,
have sullied my honor.
Yeah, what did Sully ever do to that? I mean, he's got a statue in College Station.
Really?
It couldn't have been that bad, was it?
Yeah. CT's about scrubbed his face off.
It's going to be a good morning.
Obviously, we had nothing in bad taste to share with you this morning.
That's a shame.
Give us time.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
We'll make our own bad taste. How's that?
We'll tell you when to wake the kids up.
Okay.
I'm going to bait you with a news story later at some point this morning.
Oh, all right. I'm looking forward to that. All right.
Took a train, a plane, a bus.
I kind of already like that one where they just tore that lady's house down and whoop.
Yeah, get the checkbook out.
Uh-huh.
Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 618. News Talk 618. 1620 WTAW.
It's the 31st of January. We're almost done with this month, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actress Carol Channing is, I've got 89 and I've got 91.
I think she's 91.
Okay.
I'd go for 91.
Okay, let's go for
been
91.
Around a long time.
There you go. Actress Jessica Walter is 71 years old.
From,
Yeah, Arrested Development.
Thank
Arrested
you.
Development.
Sorry.
Actually, before that, though.
Play Misty for me.
Yeah.
Where she played the,
she played
the not well adjusted,
A listener. Who none of us wants.
Character that creeps out every radio person. That should be required viewing for everyone in radio.
I would agree.
There you go. Actor Anthony LaPaglia, Without a Trace, Murder One, things like that, is 53 years old today. And, from Arrested Development, actress Portia de Rossi.
Portia.
That, her too, is 39 years old.
DeGeneres.
Yeah. Actress Kerry Washington.
Yeah, you just look at it.
To you said, you know, use her last name.
Just look at her and you say, really?
Really?
Ah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she's the girlfriend, is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Richard Gephardt, do you remember him? He was a congressman from Missouri that ran for president about 20 times.
Sure.
71 years old. Nolan Ryan's birthday is today. He turned 65. Kelly Lynch, did I mention her? She was in Drugstore Cowboy, is 53. Minnie Driver is 41 years old today. And
The wide shot.
Yeah. Just keep moving along. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
And Justin Timberlake, the NSYNC.
Yeah.
And it's gone on to bigger and better
things. Yeah, he's a lot bigger than NSYNC now.
Right. He's 31 years old today.
Extended his brand, so to speak.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, I mean, do we need secondary birthdays?
Well, I don't know. That was a pretty fair list.
Yeah. Happy birthday, 66 and a half, to Van Morrison. How's that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guy who refuses to pretty much look at the audience while he sings. He's says he's shy.
And people still pay.
Yeah. Says he. Yeah, I think he would be the definition of a pill. Yeah. And Richard Gere, Richard Gere's on a list today that we're doing. He's 62 and a half, so good for him. All right, that's all, 6:21.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so here is a fact. Since Barack Obama's been president, 12 million more Americans are on food stamps. Candidate Newt Gingrich said he's the food stamp president. Well, Democrats don't like that term. Somehow they have inferred from that there's some racial context. Listen to Congressman Alan Grayson.
Well, I think it's there's a sort of a race between his egomania and his racism. And I think he's running the most overtly racist campaign that I've seen in this country since George Wallace. If you're talking about presidential campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that what he tries to do is to do these dog whistle things to people who he thinks he could connect with to make up for his shortcomings, frankly, as a human being.
I guess you just can't tell the truth anymore. You can't just explain a fact anymore.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you struggling to find a permanent office solution for your home business, but you still have the budget restraints of a startup? Or maybe you need a business presence in another part of the country, but you're scared to make a move in this economy. Well, let me introduce you to a Regis Virtual Office. Now, they provide all of the benefits of a full-time office without the expense. You get a prestigious business address. You get an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering. You have access to meeting rooms and the use of a private office. And you can find out why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies now use Regis, because you can customize your needs, manage your budget. Call Regis right now. Regis is the new way to work. And you can find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and you get 2 months free. Just go to their website, R-E-G-U-S, Regis.com/Hannity. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call their toll-free number. It's 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800-OFFICES for Regis.
A federal crackdown. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The government is tightening the screws on rogue debt collectors. The Federal Trade Commission agreed on a $2.5 million settlement with one firm, Asset Acceptance Capital, and an official in the Justice Department Civil Division says more cases are on the way. The federal crackdown focuses on firms that pursue debtors who are no longer obliged to pay because statutes of limitation have expired. If the debtor agrees to make even a token payment, the clock starts over on at least part of the expired debt. Carnival Cruise Lines estimates the wreck involving its Costa Concordia ship will cut as much as $175 million from its profits this year. 17 people are confirmed to have died in that shipwreck. Limited Brands announced a dividend increase after the market closed yesterday. The parent of Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works is raising its payout by 25%. The stock market futures pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and Estate. statelaw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, like I said, we got a chance of showers really every day this week, so that's a good thing. High temperature, and again, unseasonable temperatures. High today about 71. It'll be 75 on Wednesday and Thursday and about 70 on Friday. Saturday, our coolest day of the week, maybe at 62 for our high. And then either 20, 30, or 40% chance of rain. Just take your pick all the way through today and on to the start of the weekend. As far as winds are concerned, about 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusts up to 20 today and all out of the south. Right now, humidity is 97%. Winds are from the south at 6. Overcast skies, and we've got 58 out there.
Brown & Company Insurance Services has been one of the area's leading providers of life insurance, health insurance, and employee benefits for over 30 years.
Given today's environment, there's never been a better time to review your insurance needs. I'm Sharon Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Please call me for a complete review of your coverage at 694-6900 or visit our website at bcins.net.
Jumper cables can be a real lifesaver when your car's battery goes dead. But actually, you should never use them. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, choice is a good thing when it comes to brands and payment options.
One size does not fit all.
Which is why Rent-A-Center makes so much sense. Choose the brands you want with the payment terms you need.
So you never get forced into something that's too tight.
Like that shirt?
Right now, choose from 50-inch Panasonic plasmas, 15-inch Acer laptops, or Cabrio washer and dryer sets for a special low price. And you can pay weekly, bi-monthly, or even monthly. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires February 18, 2012. Quantities limited.
In business, every day is a compromise between what you want and what your budget will allow. Face it, compromise stinks. But with Staples and HP, you don't have to compromise your printing with no-name cartridges. Switch to original HP and get up to $30 in Staples rewards. Just recycle up to three HP generic cartridges and buy HP ink or toner on the same day. That's $10 in rewards for each cartridge recycled. Switch to HP. The number one brand in printing is the number one value. Staples. That was easy. One time only. Offer ends 2/25/12.
You go to start your car and the battery is dead. So what do? Well, usually you grab the jumper cables.
Please, please, please. If you have jumper cables, get rid of them. We don't want anybody to be using jumper cables anymore.
Automotive technician Pamela Oakes, author of the book Car Care for the Clueless, says that's because with today's generation of cars, that electricity going back and forth between the batteries can do real damage to either or both cars.
And we had a good Samaritan in here. This is one of my long-term customers. And he knows better not to jump start a car. And he saw somebody out there who was older. He felt sorry. Cost him a battery, alternator, and a computer in his car.
You're much better off calling the auto club or some roadside assistance service to start your engine.
Or they have these things. They're about $50. You can get them in one of the big box stores or at an auto parts store, and it's called a jump box. So it's very, very safe for cars, and it also has 101 uses other than jump starting a car.
If, like many of us, you are driving an older car, it may be a good idea to get a little sentimental.
You know, you really need to like what you drive, because when you do, you're going to maintain that car. You're going to see a little something, and you're going to get it fixed. You're going to wash the car. You're going to keep that resale value up, and you're going to keep the repair costs down.
Tomorrow, why it matters what brand of gasoline you put in your car. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers today, high in the lower 70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The Texas drought means higher and fewer cattle, which translates into more paying more at the grocery store and restaurants.
Well, as you might suspect, it probably means higher prices for beef.
The drought resulted in the state's largest one-year decline in the number of cattle in the state's history. David Anderson at Texas A&M says drought is just one of many factors that have made raising cattle so expensive.
Ranchers across the U.S. have been cutting back the size of their cow herds just simply because costs are higher.
More than 500,000 head of cattle were either slaughtered or shipped out of state last year because of a lack of pasture. A&M students with classes in the Blocker Building were allowed to play hooky on Monday. That's after a major water leak on the third floor. A&M's Rod Weiss says Blocker is being remodeled and a construction worker hit the valve of a chilled water line with a piece of drywall.
We have custodial crews, a number of custodians over there, and we've got a private company, Stomatic, is also over there, and it is our goal to have everything vacuumed up and dried out.
Weiss says safety and electrical systems were all tested with no problems reported. Commercial buildings painted in zebra stripes and polka dots concerned some members of the Bryan City Council. Those observations were part of a recent discussion about proposed bans of bright and fluorescent colors. Councilman Mike Sutherland was told by planner Michelle Audenart the proposed regulations govern only color choices, not the design.
Okay, suppose the yellow building on Boonville Road wants to paint their deal with zebra stripes, or a light color and a dark color.
Mm-hmm. It would depend on what those colors were. If they're in the palette, they can do zebra stripes with colors that are in the palette.
All right. But it couldn't be yellow. Yellow is not one of those colors.
Well, there are some yellows that are on the approved palette and some yellows that are on the limited palette.
Not the LSU Tiger yellow, Mike. Trimmed in LSU purple, yeah.
I think the oranges should be limited, too.
Final action by the council is tentatively set for the end of February, and if passed, would go into effect June 1st. The proposal calls for 1,500 choices for the primary color and 500 accent colors for new commercial buildings and new paint on existing structures in Bryan. Twice as expensive as first thought, the College Station City Council at its last meeting gave its Heritage Programs Committee $10,000 to produce a history book in time for next year's 75th anniversary. Councilman Jess Fields voted against it.
We're not HarperCollins or Penguin Books. It seems like this is something that is kind of outside of the realm of what we fund the Heritage Program specifically for.
Mayor Nancy Berry was looking for contract conditions.
Having some familiarity with books and authors, it's highly unlikely that you get an advance. You wouldn't get 50% up front, let me put it that way.
Revenue from book sales would stay with the city. When state legislators return to Austin next year, they'll be dealing with an issue one Central Texas lawmaker says has become more critical than it was during the last legislative session.
You won't be surprised to know that the state budget and school finance will get top billing when the next session gets underway. But State Senator Troy Frazier, whose district includes a big chunk of the Hill Country west and northwest of Austin, says there's another topic that can't be ignored.
Specifically, I think in Central Texas, the thing that we have to be concerned about is water issues, not only to the
quality, but more important, the quantity of the state's water issues and supplies.
Frazier, who chairs the Senate Natural Resources Committee, says cost will also be looked at, but he says given the current drought conditions, the quantity of water is almost overriding that. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
And just last September, St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan was on the brink of closing due to a lack of money. Head of school, Kate Lucchesi, says the final push to remain open for the foreseeable future takes place during February, and because of one person's generosity, for every dollar contributed up to $100,000, it will be matched by $2 for a grand total of $300,000.
We had a one-for-one last fall where, you know, you give $1,000 and it turns into $2,000 because we matched that with our donors. But this time, if you give $1,000, it turns into $3,000. So that's to just get this thing finished, and so we can move on and start getting enrollment up for next year. We've got a great plan for next year, and it's just time to lay the past to rest.
Lucchesi says the only description she can give about the anonymous donor is that they are a longtime friend of St. Michael's School who wants to see the school continue. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 58 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:36. Let's check some weather. We got it for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver. 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Lots of cloudy this for today. A few more showers may cross the area as moisture comes up out of the Gulf and across the region. Highs today 70 to 75. Clouds and the risk of a shower tonight. Lows will be around 60. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. We could see a shower too. Temperatures will be near 75. There's the chance of a shower or two tomorrow night, 55 to 60. More clouds Thursday, high of 75, with the chance of a passing shower or two. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Super Bowl teams are in Indianapolis, and today is the infamous media day. That's always a circus. And for the first time, they're actually selling tickets to the public to this thing. So the media will be excited about that, I'm sure. We'll talk about that. And the NCAA president says, yeah, he's in favor of a Final Four of college football. But he says the decision's not his. We'll talk about that more coming up in sports.
Okay, so now they're going to let the general public come into a venue that's already pretty jammed up by who have press in their fedoras or something.
I'm hoping, though, that the public will be sitting in the stands and that the main players will be broadcast up on a screen for them to watch the interviews. That's what I don't know, but I'm thinking the general public won't get to, mesh with the media on the field.
Okay, careful. Uh-huh. You're trying to make it sound like the media is elite in some way.
No, I was being facetious. No.
Okay. What I'd like to see is some guy come right to the rail and leather lung some member of the media. See how that works out.
Hey, ask a dumb question.
Well, the next thing you do, then they'll have a VIP level where the public will actually get to come down on the field.
That's right.
Start selling Media Day experiences.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Well, he's 84 years old. He thinks that Barack Obama is a charming man but doesn't have the right pro-business policies.
and he thinks that Newt Gingrich is a big jerk. His name is Harrison Tyler, and he is the grandson of President John Tyler.
Wow.
Only the grandson? Yes.
He's only two generations removed?
Yes. President Tyler lived from 1790 to 1862 and had 15 children in his lifetime, making him the most prolific president. One of his children, that would be Lyon Gardner Tyler.
And I guess when 15, you start running out of names.
Yeah. Born 1853, fathered Lyon Gardner Tyler Jr. in 1924, and what? Harrison in 1928.
Okay, let's go back for just a second.
Sure.
The dates on John Tyler, he died in 1862.
He'd be
150. Right. He died 150 years ago. Yeah. 1862, born in 1790?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so he was 71 or 72 when he died.
Right, one of his children.
So he was having, he fathered... The father.
One, 1853, so that was 9 years.
60-ish.
Yeah, something like that.
Early 60s. What are you boys up to? John Tyler exactly. Still having kids at your age.
There you go. Born in 1853. He fathered a junior in 1924.
So and then 47 Harrison. And 24. 71.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Fathering kids.
Doing well. So there you go.
I'm telling you, you boys got some catching up to
now
do
wait,
now.
And then, but... The older brother is still alive. He's 88. So, I mean, those two guys are still alive. The two grandchildren are still alive today. Pretty amazing. But anyway, that's what he has to say. He thinks that Newt Gingrich is a big jerk.
A big jerk.
Said he should have stayed with his first wife. He said, but a lot of people don't do that today.
Yeah.
John Tyler also has the distinction of becoming the first president to get married while in office.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's part of the secret. Here's part of the secret. Uh-huh. His first wife died in 1842. Uh-huh. He married Julia Gardner, who was 30 years younger than him.
Hey, good for you there, Mr. President.
There you go.
So why did they think Gingrich was a jerk?
Well, no, his first wife died, so that's different. But, I mean, grandson.
That's stunning.
Of the 10th president.
Well, I'm talking about marrying 30 years younger.
That happens a lot. I'm not saying that. That guy, again, his grandfather was born in 1790.
John Tyler was referred to as his accidency.
Yes, that's true. He was, wasn't he?
Because he followed William Henry Harrison, the shortest serving president, because
he wasn't that short. James Madison was shorter.
Well, the president who served the briefest.
There you go.
The briefest tenured president. How about that?
Yeah.
Because he got so long-winded at his inauguration speech, he got pneumonia.
And died. Yeah. Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. Yep. That's his deal there. Tippecanoe was Harrison. Anyhow. All right, we put it off as long as we can. They're going to do this again tonight. Maybe this is it. Could this possibly be it?
I don't know. You think they'll get all that excited about Nevada? Yeah.
No, of course not.
No, I don't know, but all the media get to go to Las Vegas, rolling them bones and such, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going, I wish I was doing Super Bowl this week. I can't wait till they finally come to Texas. That'll be great.
Next February?
Yeah, when's that going to be?
It's sometime in 2014.
See if we can figure that out. That'll be really good. Anyhow, they say there's a wide gap now between Romney and Gingrich.
Well, has the ship already sailed that there will be, because this has turned so dirty, that once Gingrich is forced to bow out or just absolutely loses, that he would even show some semblance of support behind Romney?
Well, actually, he's already done that.
He has?
Really? He has. Yeah, I know. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Newt now says that if it comes to it, he will support Romney for president.
Boy, he's...
What he has said
it's
is
almost like throwing in the towel.
Yeah, no matter. Yeah, and that's it. He has finally made that pronouncement. Made it on ABC. He said, "Anybody who we have is better than the guy who's in there." Basically. So yeah, he has. Well, and I do. I find that interesting.
And I realized, and this is okay. It's time for the periodic showing of Chase's naivete.
Okay.
I realize that you're dealing with monumental egos between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, and frankly, anybody who's running for president. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, I don't think anybody runs for president that has a low opinion of himself or herself. But is there not someone somewhere that could command enough respect, some elder statesman somewhere, that could get these people in the room and let's have that discussion now, or excuse me, not now, but let's have that discussion last year. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you, and you have all said you intend to run for president. Let me just tell you something. We're going to play nice because we need to arrive at the conclusion that if we want to win, and I would say this for the Democrats too, if you're facing an incumbent president, if you want to win, if you want to have a chance to win, you need to paint yourself with some degree of unity that no matter that any of us, any one of us is better than what's currently there.
Well, and that's from day one. That is certainly what Gingrich did. You know, the first public situation, he was saying that as the media was trying to crack the facade. But eventually he got right down to the point where he was like the rest of them and they're grubbing around for votes. And yeah, I mean, you're right. Naivete is exactly what we're talking about there because we have to have this kabuki theater that is politics. They all have to do their posturing and they're strutting around and all this. And who is the winner in a deal like that? And I guess that's probably what you're asking is how can we win when, and we're talking both parties here, how can we win when the party itself becomes so fractured? Mm-hmm. With that in mind, too, interesting story out today, because there are people out there who just want anybody but Romney. They just don't want to be dictated to by the leadership of a political party. They want to have some semblance of independence. Thus, the reason that the Tea Party was able to get a foothold because it was, hell no, we won't go. I mean, they wanted to do something different. With that in mind, one of the people who has been well thought of and high profile is a guy named Alan West, former military guy. He's a congressman in Florida. Well, he's got strong backing from the Tea Party. Well, much like Texas, Florida's having to do some redistricting as well. And apparently Mr. West is in trouble with the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
They have redrawn the map there. And his House seat, not so safe as it used to be. We're talking a Republican-controlled state legislature in Florida drawing that map up, and Alan West's district ends up shedding most of the Republican support that he had. In fact, it sheds more Republican support than any other congressional district in the state of Florida.
Did you mention that he's a minority?
Yeah, that's right, and he is. He's a black former, I want to say colonel. But did well in the military. Might mention that the redistricting effort in Florida is being led by the state representative who is the top supporter of Mitt Romney in Florida. His name is Will Weatherford, if that matters. So mess with the party, no matter who you are, and the party's liable to just marginalize you when it comes to drawing your district again. And therein lies the problem with the two-party system.
Amen.
Yeah, you got to tote the party line. You got to carry the water. Oh, by the way, you got to raise some money for the party, too. You do all of those things, and you'll be in good stead. If you don't do those things, if you happen to be a strident voice over there on the edge, then you may find that you're out of a job, and you can't stand at the public trough anymore. And I think that's kind of disgusting to a whole lot of us who think that the country
kind of disgusting.
Yeah, the country was founded on the idea that we actually have a voice in who is going to represent us, and once they get there, that they would actually listen to us. So there, that's my chapter naivete to go along with yours. It's 6:47.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is approaching fast. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the peace of mind that comes from having your return professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I've spent a couple of days in the last couple of weeks cleaning my garage and getting all of my tools sorted out. There are some I just have given away or thrown away. There are some that I have saved because my father gave them when I was a young gardener. And then there are most of them, and those are the ones that I use frequently. We're going to talk about the best tools for Texas gardening right after this important message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine features Texas' finest gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas. You're part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save one-third on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you're going to be a gardener anywhere in the world, you're going to need a long-handled, round-headed shovel. It's the basic tool for moving soil and amendments from one place to another. However, you don't dig and transplant trees and shrubs with this shovel. For that task, you need a sturdier sharpshooter spade. For digging and dividing perennials, a short-handled, flat-bladed nursery spade works best. You may have to hunt a while for that particular tool, but once you have one, you'll never be without one again. I think they're sometimes called tile spades. You may also choose to have a short-handled, round-headed shovel for moving soil in tighter surroundings. Those are the shovels that I have in my garage. When it comes to rakes, you want to buy a rake with a reinforced bow. Rakes are used for combing through freshly tilled soil to remove roots and rocks and other debris. Turned upside down, rakes are also used for leveling soil that's soft. A good garden rake will last for many, many years. You'll need a leaf rake to pick up tree leaves and grass clippings. A garden rake will tear at the grass runners and do more damage than good. Leaf rakes are the one place where you can go to a lesser quality. The most expensive spring-backed leaf rakes tend to rip at runners just like the garden rakes do. Cheaper types may not last forever, but they're a lot easier to use. Then you have hoes. This is the kind of hoe that cuts weeds. Choose a type with a 6 or 7 inch head and a substantial handle for most general use. Buy a grubbing hoe for heavy weed chopping. Stay away from the combination hoe and fork products, or at least I've always stayed away from them. They never seem to work as they claim. How about spading forks? You'll need a short-handled spading fork with its much heavier tines to lift perennials and to turn and mix soil and compost. By comparison, if you want to pick up fallen leaves or big chunks of peat moss, you'll want a long-handled pitchfork. Use bypass scissors-style shears to cut small twigs most precisely. Have a pair of anvil shears with one cutting blade against one flat surface for heavier twigs, long-handled lopping shears for branches half to 1 inch in diameter, and a pruning saw for branches that are larger. Of course, we all have garden trowels, and just find one that fits your hand. That's the most important thing. I'm going to save watering equipment. It's a specialized science, and we'll save that one for another time. I'm Neil Sperry. Late winter pruning will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday at 6:52. I'm Tom Turberville. The first look at the sports is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Tomorrow is National Signing Day for football and other fall sports, and if you go along with those regarded as experts, Kevin Sumlin's first signing class could be a top 10 class when it's all said and done. Sumlin reportedly has been quite successful at retaining the pledges of most, if not all, of the commitments that Mike Sherman secured before he was fired, including that of the star of the class, running back Trey Williams from Dekaney. Other top regarded A&M pledges are from wide receiver Braylon Addison of Missouri City Hightower, but there are reports that he might be unsure now after visiting Oregon over the weekend.
Also, quarterback Matt Davis of Klein Forest, linebacker Jordan Richmond of Denton Ryan, defensive lineman Mike Matthews of Fort Bend Elkins, and defensive back Devontae Harris of Mesquite Horn. Coach Sumlin will talk publicly about the signing class tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and we will carry that live on 1150 a.m. The Zone. There are still some upper deck tickets left for tomorrow night's Aggie basketball game with sixth-ranked Baylor. They call it a limited number for the game that would give A&M a shot at a signature win if they could pull it off in front of the home crowd. Yesterday, Coach Billy Kennedy talked about the work ethic the last 2 weeks, how it's gotten so much better.
They've been better the last 2 weeks. Our practice habits have been a lot better. I don't know if it's because we have fewer guys or the guys that we have practicing or just raise their level of intensity up, but the culture of what we're trying to develop here as a program has been much better the last 2 weeks because of our practice habits and guys being paying attention to details, and probably more than anything, developing a relationship with me and my coaches. We're just getting to know each other a little bit more.
That game will tip off at 8 o'clock tomorrow night in Waco, January the 2nd. The Aggies fell by just 9 to then fourth-ranked Baylor. Goodwin last night in Austin in the Big 12, fourth-ranked Missouri looked like they were about to put it away against Texas with a 10-point lead with 4:44 left when the Longhorns went on a 13-2 run and led by a point with 56 seconds left. But Mizzou's Michael Dixon made a layup with 31 seconds left, and Texas missed their shot to win it with 3 seconds left. And Missouri escaped Austin with the win to stay in second place, a half game behind seventh-ranked Kansas. Two games tonight in conference. Oklahoma State is at Tech, and Kansas State is at Iowa State. The Aggie women will go on the road tomorrow night to meet Texas Tech. The Aggies have had the best of this series that Tech used to dominate, but they did fall in Lubbock 2 years ago. The tip is at 7, and we'll have the game for you on 1150. After another 1-1 week last week, the Lady Aggies dropped from 14th to 18th in the AP ranking. Tonight at Wings and More from 6 to 7, the Coach Gary Blair radio show. That'll be broadcast over on The Zone. High school basketball tonight with just 3 games left in District 12-5A. A&M Consolidated girls are a game behind Harker Heights in the standings. The Consol girls host a Coppers Cove team that's tied for 4th place. The Bryan girls are winless in 11 games, and they've got a tall order tonight when they host first-place Harker Heights. The Consol boys are tied with Heights with 5 games left, both at 8-1. Consol will be at Cove. Bryan boys, without J. Michael Reese, all district play, are tied for last place at 1-8 and will be at Harker Heights. Rudder girls are in first place in 16-4A. The boys are in third place, and both have the night off tonight. Texas Rangers have given manager Ron Washington a 2-year contract extension after he led the team to consecutive American League pennants. Washington is 427 and 383 in 5 seasons and is the first manager in Major League history to increase his team's win total in 4 straight years after his first campaign with the club. He signed now through 2014. And the Houston Astros owner Jim Crane says he will not change the team's name. He said last week he considered a switch, but he says he received strong feedback and consensus from season ticket holders and many fans, and that the name would stay the Astros. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality.
But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. Voted best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get your...
Somewhere between a 20 and 40% chance of rain, depending on the days, but chance of rain at least mentioned in the forecast every day for the rest of the week. Right now, humidity's 96%, winds are from the south at 3, overcast skies, and it's 59 degrees. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. So who do Florida Republicans want to be president?
I will vote for anybody but the current administration.
But ultimately that voter says...
I think I prefer Newt.
The polls show Newt Gingrich is the underdog in today's primary. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Tampa.
Dave, the polls, which are now open here, give Mitt Romney a double-digit lead over Newt Gingrich, and Romney seems confident, telling a Central Florida crowd last night,
"With a turnout like this, I'm beginning to feel we might win tomorrow. What do you think?"
Newt Gingrich thinks this election will show that he's the true conservative, and...
My prediction is that the conservative vote will be dramatically bigger than Governor Romney's, but it'll be split.
Gingrich saying that conservatives need to rally around one candidate. At stake here in Florida, 50 delegates, a winner-take-all race, already cast more than 600,000 absentee and early voting ballots. Dave?
Jennifer, Syrian troops keep going after rebels, taking back control of suburbs outside the capital, Damascus. A crackdown the UN's trying to stop. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live here in New York.
Dave, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton joining the French and British foreign ministers today at a UN Security Council debate over the crisis in Syria. Clinton is expected to urge the council to support an Arab League draft security resolution to stop the bloodshed. It calls for Syria's President Bashar al-Assad to step down and hand over power to Syria's vice president and pave the way for a unity government. President Assad has already rejected the plan. Dave?
Courtney, UN nuclear inspectors due to wrap up a three-day tour of Iran's facilities. Iran insists, but the U.S. doubts it's not trying to make a weapon. Why did a nuclear power plant lose power yesterday near Rockford, Illinois? That's being investigated. Steam was released to cool the reactor, and while that included trace amounts of radiation...
No injuries, anybody associated with this issue, and there's no safety issue with the public.
Plant spokesman Paul Dempsey. Winter may be mostly mild here in the U.S., but not in Eastern Europe. The cold's so bitter, well below zero, 30 people have died in Ukraine this week. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is the biggest play of your life. You've trained for this. You were born for this. During the ultimate football experience at Sears, buy a TV online, and it will only take 5 minutes to pick it up in store. No overtime. Just 5 minutes to walk out with the biggest screen the big game has ever seen.
This week at Sears, save $1,400 on a Sony 55-inch 3D LED TV. Only $1,499.88.
See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends February 4th, 2012.
What's better than getting something for a great price? Getting two things for that same great price. What we're trying to say is, it's buy one, get one free at Pearle Vision. So stop in and get two great pairs of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses for the price of one. You're thinking, that's a great deal. And you're right. So don't wait. Stop into a Pearle Vision today.
Minimum purchase may apply. Second complete pair up to a maximum value. Maximum may vary. Same prescription. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2012.
In case you missed it, we're doing it again for only one more day. How about getting up to double the tax off on your furniture purchase
at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station?
Or get up to a whopping 48 months no interest financing. The more you buy, the more you get. With tax time here, it couldn't be any better.
Doors open today at 10 a.m.
But you have to hurry.
It's the final day for this sale at Ashley Furniture Home Store at College Station.
Double the tax off for 48 month interest free financing ends today at 8 p.m.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up. It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $16.67 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
You know, folks at Acme Glass been selling glass for a long time, over right at 65 years now. Downtown Bryan on Main Street and there in College Station, right across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, while glass has changed in some ways, it's still pretty much glass. Now, how it's used, that has changed, obviously. You can see it all over town. You can see it in people's homes, the way that they use glass now for an effect, drama as well as function. And, you know, a lot of that work has been done by the folks at Acme Glass. Now, they'll be glad to show you some examples of work that they have done. They'll show you examples of work that they can do. But no matter if you've seen a picture someplace or some way you'd like to use glass and integrate that into your building or use that in your home, then Acme Glass will be glad to help you out with that. Of course, generally the work is because you need glass replaced. And whether it's a commercial application or for your home or your automobile, they can do that for you and do it on site. And sometimes they have to do it on site with heavy equipment or specialized equipment, but they can even do mobile installation for your car while it sits in the parking lot or in your driveway, whatever the circumstance happens to be. That's the kind of work that Acme Glass does. They're there, they get it done, and it's a fair price. Plus, they clean up. You know, if there's glass breakage on the inside of the car, cleaning that up is important. That's those sort of details are the things that make Acme Glass the success story that they've been for so long. More than 65 years. So when you need glass or you want glass, Acme Glass, downtown Bryan, and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 59 degrees right now at the studios. Lower 70s for a high today. Very un-January-like weather continues with a 30% chance of showers in our forecast as well. The news is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The city of Bryan is another step closer to restricting building colors on commercial buildings. But some on city council are concerned about painting designs. Councilwoman Ann Horton questioned planner Michelle Audenard about mixing 1,500 primary and 500 accent colors.
Of the 85 to 95% of the building that remains, mm-hmm. are you limiting them to one base color?
No.
Or are they can just go?
It could be any combination of the approved colors. It's only the limited colors that
could
we want to know the
percentage.
Right. It could be striped and then have an accent color from a limited palette.
I think I would like to see something in there that would say that if you're going to, that the other color, the base color, the main color, is not to be striped or polka dotted or whatever.
The exteriors of existing commercial buildings in Bryan with bright or fluorescent colors would be grandfathered but banned on new structures in the future. Final action is tentatively set for February 28th. If that happens, the new regulations would take effect June 1st. The city of College Station turns 75 next year. City Council, with some deliberation at its last meeting, approved $10,000 for someone to write an updated history book. Councilwoman Julie Schultz says revenue from book sales will go to the city.
That particular group does do events that bring in funds to the city, and so they were looking at some of that to offset some of this as well.
Councilman Jess Fields, who says the city shouldn't be in the publishing business, voted against the expenditure requested by the Heritage Programs Committee.
If they want an author to do it, they can pre-sell book copies. But, I mean, I don't see why the city needs to step in and
and grant something like this.
The city attorney says there's a proposed contract but didn't reveal whether the author gets any or all the money up front because there have been no negotiations. More than 500,000 head of cattle were either slaughtered early or literally taken to greener pastures last year because of the drought in Texas.
It's the biggest one-year decline in our history.
Texas A&M livestock expert David Anderson says this will hit consumers hard.
What the drought's done is just meant that over the next couple of years, cattle prices and beef prices are going to be higher than we expected them to be.
Anderson says higher prices will continue for several years since the number of calves and calf-bearing heifers in Texas are at their lowest level since the 1950s. A major building on the Texas A&M campus closed Monday because of a water main break. Facilities Director Rod Weiss says a construction mishap caused the incident in the Blocker building.
They're actually doing some construction remodeling on the third floor of that building, and a construction crew that was carrying drywall up a stairwell broke a valve on a chilled water line, and that's what caused the leak.
All classes in the building were canceled for the day, but Weiss says everything should be ready to go for this morning. A friend of St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan has issued a six-figure challenge grant. Head of school Kate Lucchese says during February, the anonymous donor will give $2 for every one that's contributed, up to $100,000 for a total of $300,000.
That's to just get this thing finished, and so we can move on and start getting enrollment up for next year. We've got a great plan for next year, and it's just time to lay the path to rest. We are just about there. We needed like maybe 250 or something like that, or a little bit more. So we're going to make that do a little bit more work and say, hey, let's go ahead and challenge people. At this moment, we will put that money in if you put your money in, kind of how that works.
St. Michael's has been doing additional fundraising since last September when an audit revealed shortfalls carried over from previous years that carried a serious cash flow deficit. And do you really care what your kid's teacher does in his or her spare time? Florence ISD near Belton has reinstated a high school teacher suspended earlier this month for oil wrestling at a bar in Georgetown.
Volleyball coach and history teacher Joanna Hensley says it was her competitive nature that drew her to the sport. And it turns out she was pretty good at it, beating five other women to win $200. But she says it caused a ruckus at school.
When the story came out, there was concern from parents and there was concern from maybe even colleagues. And at that point, it created a situation where in my classroom, we weren't learning about world history anymore and there were too many questions going on.
Hensley says she's retired from oil wrestling after being undefeated for one night. The district has reconsidered the suspension, and as of this week, she's back in school. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 710, 59 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Business owners always looking for a way to, well, spend your money more effectively. Let me give you a number to call. It's the number for Suddenlink Business at 903-939-7245. If you opened up your bill and you see that your phone and your internet are just costing you more and more, then you need to be in touch with the folks at Suddenlink about business service, because unlimited starts as low as $29.95. And that includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus call features that you may not have right now, caller ID, call waiting, three-way calling, and a lot more. Plus, there's online chat support for you as well at suddenlinkbusiness.com. But call Suddenlink today and find out about bundling your phone service with Internet. You could save up to 30% as opposed to what you're paying the phone company right now. You can get email delivery on your voicemail. And there's lots of convenience because it's one call, it's one bill, it's one company. That makes it easy. Again, it's a special number for you to call. It's 903-939-7245. 903-939-7245. I've done this with my business for almost 5 years now. Very cost effective, and it is there. And had a problem one time, and They responded quickly. By the way, you get to keep your number and you get to keep your equipment as well. Suddenlink Business, 903-939-7245.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
713, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check the weather, brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Lots of cloudiness for today. A few more showers may cross the area as moisture comes up out of the Gulf and across the region. Highs today 70 to 75. Clouds and the risk of a shower tonight. Lows will be around 60. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. We could see a shower or two. Temperatures will be near 75. There's the chance of a shower or two tomorrow night, 55 to 60. More clouds Thursday, high of 75, with the chance of a passing shower or two. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A couple of annual stories coming up the next 2 days. Tomorrow is signing day for college football and other fall sports, and Thursday is realignment day for the UIL. Where will Bryan and Consolidated go? Will they stay? Will they be split up? We'll talk about that and Aggie basketball and more coming up in sports.
Oh, no.
They've been split up before.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, they have.
You say, oh, no, yeah.
Yeah. So. We'll see. That happens on Thursday.
I'll remember you said that this fall, depending on where I have to start driving on Friday night. But, hey, Scott, guess where I get to go?
Yeah.
So you poo-poo it. I'm going to be that much more insufferable.
Once again, there was a time when Bryan was in the same district with Cleburne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cleburne. So anyway, see how that works out.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bryan and Consol, they're very unique. I mean, unique from any other teams in the state. We're right here in the middle of the triangle of everything, two 5A teams. And it's just, you know, they sort of play with those teams as far as what they can do, where they can fill in.
Again, Bryan can tell you they've cast all about. They've been over near Austin. They've gone up toward Dallas. They've been over toward Houston. So,
yeah.
See how that plays.
Exactly.
So, Belton, is that correct?
It's Florence, which is near Belton.
Yeah, it is. I know where Florence is.
A 2A community.
Believe me, I've been there on a Friday night, that's for sure. So, and what happened, folks, in case you didn't hear that, is that this, I guess, young lady, don't know what the lady's age is.
She graduated from Florence High School
in
2005, and she came back, and she is now the world history teacher and the volleyball coach.
Ah, so there you go. So she does that, and apparently in her spare time, because of her competitive nature, decided to go down to that den of iniquity in Georgetown.
Yeah, no, nothing good ever happens in Georgetown.
Nope. Apparently got Crisco all over.
It was baby oil.
Oh, was it baby oil? All right. Okay. Why don't they do that with some of that Bertolli olive oil? That'd be pretty interesting.
That would be expensive.
Yeah, it would be expensive, as a matter of fact. As long as it's not 10W40, then
right.
Work with it. As she goes down there and apparently has some competitive matches with other ladies.
They get all slathered up and jump in a kiddie pool.
Of course.
And oil wrestling.
Yeah, of course.
And she wins 5 times. And I think, because I was doing some background on this, I was very curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she won $200.
Did she?
Yes.
Now, I don't know the rules of oil wrestling. Do you?
I don't.
No.
I've never participated.
I mean, are there rules? I guess.
I didn't ask you if you'd participated. I asked if you knew the rules.
I don't. I've never observed it.
You could have been a referee or PA announcer,
that's
you know?
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
That's, you know,
no, get ready.
Don't go any farther. No. You may end up having to pay that guy.
That's right.
But
I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to say I was just clearing my throat, actually.
So she goes down there and is undefeated, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if she won a belt or a sash or something like that.
I don't know. But
now, how did word get back to Florence?
Oh, Scott, don't be naive.
You mean there were some businessmen who happened to be in Georgetown and went, that's Miss Running. She's the volleyball coach over in Florence.
YouTube, my friend, YouTube.
Oh. Or do you think she came back a bragging?
I don't know, but I know that there was video shot, and that made it to YouTube.
Oh, see.
And then somehow there were also still shots taken, and those got in the, I'm guessing, weekly Florence newspaper.
Oh, my.
Now we've got us a full-blown scandal.
Now, Now, wouldn't you like to be the editor of the Florence newspaper when Miss Vatira Busybody comes in with that? I want you. Do you see who that is? I know she's got her hair tied back in a bun, but do you see who that is?
Exactly.
You talk about stop the presses.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they were ready to go with that.
I guarantee you they called the Piggly Wiggly to see if they wanted to put a double truck in there because
probably
so. They were going to be selling extra issues of the Florence paper.
Well, yeah, that's just it. Did they just roll out an extra edition instead of it coming out on Wednesday? Did it come out on Monday?
Did kids come up and ask her to autograph the pictures? I mean,
well, as you heard in the news story, she said, you know, it, the biggest problem was that it became a distraction in the classroom.
Yeah.
And if there's any legitimacy, you know, to the administrative leave that was put into place, then that would be it. But, you know, the moral high horse that some people seem to be on, it's like, look, it's not like she was doing anything that was illegal.
Yeah, it's freely available out there. So distraction in the classroom, did that mean that kids were getting out their devices and playing it during class?
Maybe? Probably.
YouTube, passing it around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the video.
Okay. I'm going to guess she's in Florence forever. I'm just saying.
Hey, she graduated there.
Yeah.
And
she wants to be there.
And she came back to teach there.
She did. So good. Good on her. I hope she does a good job as a teacher. So now there's a big price difference between some of these high-end batteries and the no-name store-brand batteries. And apparently there's also a big difference in the quality and performance. So today, we're going to hip you out here a little bit.
Okay.
So do you buy those store brand? Because I do. I buy those store brand batteries.
I do.
Yeah, because we go through batteries like socks at our house.
Yeah, I do. Do you want cheaper and lesser lasting?
Wait a minute. Does that mean you have some mismatched batteries in your devices?
It means you can't match AA and AAA or something like that.
No, I meant when you have Rayovac along with Member's Mark or something like that.
You do whatever you have to do to keep the children's toys operational.
Because, I mean, after all, you don't ever replace just one battery, do you? I mean, if it's multiple batteries, don't you take them all out?
Well, the boy got a new device for Christmas.
Okay.
And it was a hard-to-find device.
It's the holographic monkey, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It was one of the hottest toys of the year, as a matter of fact, and we bought ours early.
Okay.
And so the boy got this device for Christmas, and one of the things that we did was we invested, because it takes four AA's, and we invested in rechargeable batteries.
Okay.
Yeah, we did too.
All right.
Because, I do rechargeable.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, but then what happens is, When the rechargeable batteries need to be recharged, it takes 8 hours to recharge them.
Yeah, and children will not go 8 hours without what they want, right?
I don't know if you've had a 2-year-old in your life before.
I have.
But they tend to resist being told that, well, I'm sorry, son, the rechargeable batteries must recharge for 8 hours. So let's go ahead. Here's Daddy's watch if you'd like to hold it, and I'll teach you how to. No, you can't do that with a 2-year-old. Right. So that's why you keep disposable batteries in hand.
All right.
But now, if you're a planner, you have them. You know,
date your mattress when you flip it.
Have your rechargeable batteries going back and forth to where you've always.
Oh,
got
so you invested
pair.
In a second set.
Oh yes. Well, not only a second set, but a.
Well,
second,
here in the real world where we live by a budget, we might not can afford such luxuries.
Well, we're only talking about, you know, two more batteries.
I know.
Yeah.
And
I've got two charging stations in the home, actually.
Oh, golly. Hoity-toity.
And
French drains? My gosh.
That and a waffle maker.
Yeah. Exactly.
Does your charger have a countdown clock on it so you know, so you can stand around and go, 3, 2, 1, let's take them out. Here we go.
Yeah, really. Fire off a little smoke.
Rechargeable. I don't know. That's my definition of smacking of effort. It really is.
Rechargeable batteries?
Yeah, it really
smacks of saved money, though, in the long run.
Does it?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know how many I don't use that many batteries. I don't know.
Well, you got your remote. You got
Hello?
Man's got secondary wallets, chargers.
I know.
There really are two Americas, aren't there?
Well, welcome to my America, sir.
Hey, Chase, I didn't know I was working with a 1%er.
I'm telling you. I'm going to occupy Brian Broadcasting.
Dog, man.
Protest Tom Turbyville.
Next thing you know, tell us he's...
Lord Tom Turbyville.
Next thing you know, he'll tell us he had a koi pond at one time.
I did
and
at
a
one
milk
time.
Machine.
Coy had to go because he needed to buy that second battery charger. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. I don't know if this story's that important anymore.
First world problems.
That's it, yeah.
Well, anyway. No, it's good. I do buy regular batteries, too. I have them over
there. Well, here's the advice
go back. So, because there's a lot of people that don't buy rechargeable batteries.
We're going to go mainstream here. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead and use the cheap ones in flashlights or your TV remote or that computer mouse, because those gadgets either work or they don't work, okay? And that you'll have to, you just need to replace cheap batteries more often. But, when the mouse doesn't work, when the flashlight doesn't work, it doesn't. But for things like digital cameras, remote control toys, or game controllers, don't use the cheap batteries there. Opt for the better rated ones.
Mm-hmm.
When the voltage in that cheap battery drops, whatever it's powering may continue working but not working properly. And you wouldn't want to risk that photo or that expensive airborne toy or your Call of Duty game by using a bargain battery.
Meddling.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
that's why I said that.
Well, but the thing is, most if you get the original game controllers, they're rechargeable. My game controllers are rechargeable.
Okay.
Because the device has to be on, the console has to be on, but there's a USB connector, and you just plug it in and recharge that bad boy.
There you go.
And
more first world problems.
For Wii controllers, Wii controllers either run on AA batteries, or you can get those rechargeable as well.
Okay.
And digital cameras, our digital camera has a battery pack. But as we've said before, who uses a digital camera that much anymore?
So, but basically what they're saying is anything that needs to work in an emergency, then you put the more expensive batteries in there.
But see, my point of disagreement there would be the flashlight. What is there a better definition of a battery-powered emergency device, and they're telling you to use the El Cheapo brands on those?
Oh, I don't know. Do you always use it in an emergency?
When the lights go off.
Well, no, always use it then, but is that the only time you use it?
When the lights are off and you're looking for your flashlight, you can't find it because it's dark.
And you turn it on, it doesn't work because you put cheap batteries in it.
That's right.
Well, crap.
That's right. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to light a match and light your lantern or something?
We took it out of the non-emergency category and we stuck it over here in the emergency category.
You were
lighting
glow sticks or something.
So that's why cell phones have lights, so you can find your flashlight with your cell phone.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentist. We just have a new name. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit ArentzDDS.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
Hey, guys, it's early in the year, but, Valentine's Day right around the corner. Got a couple of weeks away. Folks at David Gardner's have a suggestion for you. Come by, have a look at the David Yurman collection that they have there. There are a lot of places you can buy David Yurman, quite honestly, but there are people from all over the state of Texas who buy David Gardner's because they've got the David Yurman VIP Club, which means that you gain points based on the David Yurman purchases you make, and then you can cash those points in the following year. And they have double point days as well, having to do with birthdays or anniversaries or things like that. They have a time when you can get double the points when you buy David Yurman. And again, David Yurman is a popular line, mixed metals, so guys, it's pretty easy for you to get it right. And the price is good. Price points start at a couple of $100. So might want to get started on that David Yurman trail, as a matter of fact. Also, they have a kind of a swap deal for diamond studs. If you bought diamond studs before at David Gardner's and you want to move up to a larger size, then they work a kind of a trade-in deal for you. So diamond studs, obviously very popular during Valentine's Day. Couple of ways that David Gardner's makes it work for you with Valentine's Day coming up, about 2 weeks away. I mean, you want to get something designed, they can probably get to work on that. I don't know where they are as far as that's concerned. You'd have to talk to Dave and the gang there. But stop in and see them. Lots of ways for you to find something special on a special day for a special person at David Gardner's 911 University Drive. Let's have a look at our weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. 71 for a high today with a 30% chance of rain, about 63 tonight. Probably do the same numbers, maybe a little warmer tomorrow and still a slight chance of showers in there. Same thing for Thursday. Friday, we're up to 40% chance of rain and a high of 70 degrees. Right now, humidity is 96%. The winds are out of the south at 3. We have overcast skies, and it's 59 out there.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The West Coast Occupy movement had a busy weekend, folks. Upwards of 400 protesters were arrested after they attacked cops and destroyed public property. The mayhem created a backlog for the Oakland, California police. 200 calls went unanswered while law enforcement was occupied by the occupiers. Since October, damage to the City Hall Plaza has cost taxpayers $2 million. Another $2 million for police overtime. Over the weekend, the historic City Hall was broken into. Occupiers smashed display cases, cut electrical wires, and, of course, being good little Democrats, they burned an American flag. The cops were injured by thrown objects, including a bicycle. Oakland Mayor Joan Kwan is exasperated. "We're tired of one faction using Oakland as their playground," she told the press. That didn't faze the occupiers, who sent the mayor a letter warning that they're going to take over the airport, the seaports, and other public areas for what they call an indefinite occupation. Now, let's remember the salient facts. The Occupy movement is the brainchild of Democrat Party and Obama. Liberal unions have backed it with money. It was intended to serve as a counterweight to the Tea Party and to complement the class warfare strategy that Obama's rolling out on the campaign trail. Now, even before the long, hot summer begins, we got vile, violent protests. We've got millions in property damage, chaos with no end in sight. Democrats are getting their money's worth. It is exactly what they paid for.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
L. Rushmore here, and I want to remind you something you already know. Business can take you anywhere today. With a Regis virtual office, you can take your business everywhere for a fraction of the cost of a traditional office. And whether you're expanding your business into new markets or you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need: a professional business image with clients. You'll get a prestigious business address, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, use of meeting rooms, and a private office. All the amenities of a full-time office without the expense. So call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. I know, because I use Regis, and so should you. See how easy it is to set up your virtual office. Just contact Regis today. Tell them Rush sent you. You get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Rush. That's R-E-G-U-S, Regis.com/Rush. Or call them. It's 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800-OFFICES for Regis.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555. Or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:31, 59 degrees right now at the studios. Lower 70s for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The Texas drought means fewer cattle, which translates into paying more at the grocery store and restaurants for you and me.
Well, as you might suspect, it probably means higher prices for beef.
The drought resulted in the state's largest one-year decline in the number of cattle in the state's history. David Anderson at Texas A&M says drought is just one of many factors that have made raising cattle so expensive.
Ranchers across the U.S. have been cutting back the size of their cow herds just simply because costs are higher.
More than 500,000 head of cattle were either slaughtered or shipped out of state last year because of a lack of pasture. A&M students with classes in the Blocker building were allowed to play hooky on Monday. That's after a major water leak on the third floor. A&M's Rod Weiss says Blocker is being remodeled and a construction worker hit the valve of a chilled water line with a piece of drywall.
We have custodial crews, a number of custodians over there, and we've got a private company, Stematic, is also over there. And it is our goal to have everything vacuumed up and dried out.
Weiss says safety and electrical systems were all tested with no problems reported. Commercial buildings painted in zebra stripes and polka dots concern some members of the Bryan City Council. Those observations were part of a recent discussion about proposed bans of bright and fluorescent colors. Councilman Mike Sutherland was told by planner Michelle Audenart the proposed regulations govern only color choices, not the design.
Okay, suppose the yellow building on Boonville Road wants to paint their deal with zebra stripes, or a light color and a dark color.
Mm-hmm. It would depend on what those colors were.
If they're in the palette,
they can do zebra stripes with colors that are in the palette.
All right. But it couldn't be yellow. Yellow is not one of those colors.
Well, there are some yellows that are on the approved palette and some yellows that are on the limited palette.
Not the LSU Tiger yellow, Mike. Trimmed in LSU purple, yeah.
I think the oranges should be limited, too.
Final action by the council is tentatively set for the end of February, and if passed, would go into effect June 1st. The proposal calls for 1,500 choices for the primary color and 500 accent colors for new commercial buildings and new paint on existing structures in Bryan. Twice as expensive as first thought, the College Station City Council at its last meeting gave its Heritage Programs Committee $10,000 to produce a history book in time for next year's 75th anniversary. Councilman Jess Fields voted no.
We're not HarperCollins or Penguin Books, or it seems like this is something that is kind of outside of the realm of what we fund the Heritage Program specifically for.
Mayor Nancy Berry was looking for contract conditions.
Having some familiarity with books and authors, it's highly unlikely that you get an advance. You wouldn't get 50% up front, let me put it that way.
Revenue from book sales would stay with the city. Just last September, St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan was on the brink of closing due to a lack of money. Head of school Kate Lucchesi says the final push to remain open for the foreseeable future is coming up in February. And because of one person's generosity, for every dollar contributed, up to $100,000, it will be matched by $2 for a grand total of $300,000.
We had a one-for-one last fall where, you know, you give $1,000 and it turns into $2,000 because we match that with our donors. But this time, if you give $1,000, it turns into $3,000. So that's to just get this thing finished. And so we can move on and start getting enrollment up for next year. We've got a great plan for next year, and it's just time to lay the past to rest.
Lucchesi says the only description she can give about the anonymous donor is that they are a longtime friend of St. Michael's who wants to see the school continue. And Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the U.S.-Mexico border is as secure as it's been in decades, and figures in Texas bear that out.
The number of people crossing over has been the lowest since 1972. We have the lowest crossing.
Congressman Henry Cuellar represents a long stretch of the border.
If you look at the FBI statistics on the U.S. side, the crime rate is lower, on the border crime rate is lower than the national crime rate itself.
Cuellar says Mexico is now working closely with the U.S. Mexico's presidential election in July will determine if that cooperation continues. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 7:36, 59 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero, and that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up! It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, 1667 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
Did your yard survive the brutal summer of 2011? If it did, you probably spent a lot of time and effort dragging hoses. Don't drag hoses again this summer. Hi, this is David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been in the Brazos Valley for over 40 years, and we'd love to give you a free, no-obligation bid for a water-efficient underground irrigation system. Act now before March 1st and take advantage of a 10% discount on new installation. This is a value of up to $500. Call us today at 979-774-4726 or visit us on the web at PrinceIrrigation.com.
Mommy, my ear hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Don't cry. Hang on, I'll call a doctor. Oh, of course, no answer.
When you need to speak to a doctor on behalf of your child, answering machines just won't do. As a doctor, your patients want access and they need immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 per day, the friendly professional staff at Bryan 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are no long-term contracts required. Bryan 800 Answering Service, locally owned and operated. Call 774-4800 or click Bryan800.com.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Lots of cloudy this for today. A few more showers may cross the area as moisture comes up out of the Gulf and across the region. Highs today 70 to 75. Clouds and the risk of a shower tonight. Lows will be around 60. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. We could see a shower or two. Temperatures will be near 75. There's the chance of a shower or two tomorrow night, 55 to 60. More clouds Thursday, high of 75. With the chance of a passing shower or two. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two straight American League pennants have gotten Ron Washington a contract extension with the Texas Rangers, and the Astros will stay the Astros. We'll talk about that. High school basketball tonight, lots of it. Aki hoops and signing day and all that more coming up in sports.
So how many Major League managers who have used cocaine have gotten a 2-year. Well, I guess if you go to the World Series,
yeah.
I guess that makes a difference, doesn't
hey,
it?
Yeah. That's how baseball go, man.
Yeah, that is how baseball go. And you're right, and apparently we're not going to get to come up with a new creative name for the professional baseball team in Houston, no matter what league they're going to be in.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow. I hate that.
Yeah, well, you were looking forward to it.
Was there ever any discussion about what the logic was? I mean, that...
Oh, you know, the new owner just wanted, you know, he wants everything to be new, especially, like, to go from losing to winning. That's the main thing he'd like to have
well,
new. Well, so,
you're not playing in the Astrodome anymore.
Right. Yeah. You're not playing in the Astrodome.
The astronauts are pretty much shuffling around now, the ones that are still around.
Exactly.
The Johnson Spacecraft, Johnson Space Center is not nearly the impact that it used to be.
Yeah. You're
and
changing,
I wondered if that had changing, something to do with
yeah,
it.
Somewhere. Yeah. You're changing leagues next year, so it would be a good, you know, maybe a
I don't know
change
what's
with
wrong.
The change. So,
well, yeah. You know. I mean, you could call them the Houston Roughnecks, you know, or the – how about the Houston Petrochemical Engineers? How would that be?
Houston Glow in the Dark?
Yeah, any of those things. Yeah. No, they'd have to be in Pasadena for that.
Yeah,
to happen,
right, Deer Park.
Yeah, and that's what their uniform used to do, remember?
Yeah, glow in the dark. In the dark. Once again, though, if you'll recall, Carolina did that, but they did it in blue. The North Carolina baseball team.
Oh, yeah. Well, that looked good.
It did.
It looked good in varying shades of blue.
When you're doing orange. Speaking of colors, so we're discussing the palette, and we've had Martin Zimmerman in here. Martin came in. He talked about this, I don't know, a month ago or longer, actually. Came in and talked a little bit about how they had talked to architects, how they talked to people in the two-name city, and how they were trying to come up with some sort of a benchmark as to what you could do as far as colors on buildings, again, on main thoroughfares.
Uh-huh.
If it's off on, you know, Anarene Street, it doesn't matter. But if it's a place where a lot of people will go, they don't want folks coming in here from Plainview rubbernecking. Look at that color, but look at that building over there. You know, that kind of thing. They don't want that. But I like the idea that was brought forth by
our apologies to anyone from Plainview because of Scott's broad brush characterization of
broad brush, so to speak. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Everything may be dirt gray in Plainview. I have no idea. I haven't been there in a long time. But what I'm saying is now the idea that Councilman Sutherland mentioned is that you could have zebra stripes. I'm liking the idea of a picket fence. If you had 1,500 pickets, could you paint each picket a different color as long as it was in the color palette?
I think so.
And then you really don't have any rules as to which colors would be adjacent. So, I mean, you could really blow up the color wheel there without much trouble at all. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you could really have two colors that just don't go together. You could have magenta right there, and then right next to it you could have, I don't know, some other kind of fritzy color. But I like the idea, you know, if somebody wants to go do that. Of course, the problem is you'd have to buy 1,500 cans of paint, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then what are you going to do with all that paint afterwards? I guess you could go up on Craigslist. You could sell the rest of that or give it away. I'm just saying, you could sort of, like anything else, bend the rules to make it different. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30,
yeah.
6:25.
Mm-hmm.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music
while
I was on the elliptical, mm-hmm. like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, since 6 o'clock,
yeah.
all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on
we're talking oil wrestling this morning.
Mm-hmm. That it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WCAW.
Yeah.
But don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just
stuff. Thank you.
You know,
yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye. Sure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Great.
Let you burn a little Rihanna here, hon. See how that works. And you people with the exercise ball, too, because we got a call about that last week. Be careful.
What do you mean, you people?
See, and you people who are, you listeners who are bringing your children to school this morning, see? Now, look, I was listening to Rihanna just this morning with the boys. Yeah. Now, you can burn with that, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd work.
Yeah. She's about to pick it up.
Yes, she is.
There you go.
Ah, yeah. We were getting you warmed
Boy,
up.
You can feel the burn now.
Yeah.
Music's so unimaginative now.
It is. You know, you're right.
It's the same four notes over and over again.
Pretty easy to find them now. Yeah. All right. There you go. Got that. Elton John sent a message to Madonna.
Really?
Yesterday on some talk show. Said, hope she does a good job on the lip sync.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good. All right. Okay, here we are. Middle school in Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And after all, when we're talking fashion, it's all about Pottstown, Pennsylvania. They've banned UGG boots from the classroom.
Why?
Students using the little furry boots there to smuggle in their cell phones into the classroom so they can text at their desks, which is against the school rules there. Students allowed to bring phones and wear boots to school, but they have to leave them in the locker now. Parents are complaining.
So you have to take your boots off and put them in the locker? So you're walking around with your sock feet?
Going to have walk-around shoes. Got to have some walk-around shoes now. I mean, I'm guessing. That's what I'm saying. Not sure about that, but there you go. Somebody broke into a person's car and stole their false teeth. It's just one of a string of break-ins in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. Well, here's our second Pennsylvania story.
It's our Pennsylvania segment.
Yeah. The suspect breaks in steals whatever is inside. Police have no suspects, and they're asking residents to keep an eye out. Careful, you could put an eye out.
Well, shoot your eye out, kid.
What the? Keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out. Don't you need to keep it in?
Where did we ever get that?
Yeah. Are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole. That's dumb. That's because you know it'll stick. You're full of it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like double dog dare you.
Yeah. Always there. Always available. Anyway, police have asked the folks there who live in whatever town that is in Pennsylvania, Bridgeville, to keep an eye out. The woman who lost the teeth says she's out $500 for the dentures and another $350 for the busted glass.
Uh-huh.
My question, who keeps their false teeth in the car? Is it on the seat? Is it in the console?
It's in the console.
Maybe she was. Maybe they were going to an ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll just put them here in the cup holder.
Yeah. Well,
today I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
The Brazos Valley Symphony, under the baton of music director Marcello Busicchi, presents the internationally acclaimed violinist and 2011 Juno Award winner for Classical Album of the Year, Laura St. John, Sunday, February the 19th at 5 o'clock at Rudder Theater. Laura will be featured soloist as the symphony performs Vivaldi's masterwork, The Four Seasons, and The Four Seasons of Buenos Aires by Argentine composer Piazzolla. It's Sunday, February the 19th. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit bbso.org or call the MSC box office.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
One of the secrets to a happy life is gratitude. And I don't mean brief moments here and there where we acknowledge the good things in life. I'm talking about living a life of gratitude. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Have you noticed? It's easy for people to be cynical. Our culture does it well. Some folks even slip into pessimism when they're trying to be positive, like being happy for sunshine, but complaining it'll probably rain. It's hard to have joy in life when the glass is always half empty, but we can turn that around by choosing to be grateful. And gratefulness is not merely an emotion we feel. It's a choice we make. And this is especially important considering the problems we all face in life. We may have to search for reasons to be grateful. Perhaps we're having trouble at work, but we can still be grateful we have a job. Or maybe our child is making poor decisions. And although we're disappointed, we can be thankful they're healthy and safe at that moment. And gratitude is not merely thankfulness when everything is going right. After all, life is rarely like that. Instead, gratitude is understanding we live in a broken world, yet choosing to be thankful anyway. To do that, we have to choose to see the goodness in our lives. That can be tough because the smallest blessings can be the hardest to notice, but they're also what give our life its richness and meaning. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports. Well, tomorrow is National Signing Day for football and other fall sports. And if you go along with the people that call themselves experts, Kevin Sumlin's first signing class could be a top 10 class when all is said and done. Sumlin reportedly has been quite successful at retaining the commitments of most, if not all, of those pledges that Coach Mike Sherman secured before he was fired, including that of the star of the class, running back Trey Williams from Decaney. Now, some other top-regarded A&M pledges are wide receiver Braylon Addison out of Missouri City Hightower, although there's a report today that he might be unsure after he visited Oregon over the weekend. Other commits are quarterback Matt Davis of Flying Forest, linebacker Jordan Richmond of Denton Ryan, defensive lineman Mike Matthews of Fort Bend Elkins, and defensive back Devontae Harris of Mesquite Horn. Of course, over on 1150 AM, The Zone, the Texags radio show starting at 9 o'clock. They'll be talking a lot about this. Louis Bellina and Billy Lucci have the Bellucci Hour today from noon to 1 o'clock. They'll be talking about it, too. And tomorrow, Coach Sumlin will talk about it at 4 o'clock, and we will carry that live on 1150 AM, The Zone. Still some tickets left to tomorrow night's A&M Baylor game at Reed Arena. Some upper deck tickets for as low as $10, they say. They call it a limited number, which would give A&M a shot at a signature win if they can pull it off in front of a home crowd against the fourth-ranked Bears. Could it be the final game with Baylor in conference play? Well, Coach Billy Kennedy says he sure hopes not.
I hope to be playing Baylor or Texas sometime soon. You know, if they will agree to play us in Dallas or Houston, a one-game deal, you know, I would love to continue to play another Texas school with the success and the traditions those programs have and the relationships we've had over the years. I think it's good for basketball, it's good for Texas, and it's good for both programs.
Game tomorrow night starts at 8 o'clock at Reed Arena. The Aggies fell by 9 in Waco back on January the 2nd. There was a good Big 12 game last night in Austin. Fourth-ranked Missouri looked like they were about to put it away against Texas. They had a 10-point lead with 4:44 left when the Longhorns went on a 13-2 run to lead by a point with 56 seconds left. But Missouri's Michael Dixon made a layup with 31 seconds to go, and Texas missed their shot on their end, and Missouri escaped Austin with a 1-point win to stay in second place in the Big 12, a half game behind 7th-ranked Kansas. Two games tonight in conference play. Oklahoma State is at Texas Tech, and Kansas State is at Iowa State. Texas A&M women dropped from 14th to 18th after another 1-1 week last week. That's in the AP rankings. They'll go on the road tomorrow night to take on Texas Tech. That tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Tonight, the Gary Blair radio show at Wings and More. That'll be from 6 to 7. You can hear that tonight on The Zone. Lots of high school basketball tonight as we get to the home stretch of district play. Only three games left for the girls. In 25-5A, A&M Consolidated girls are a game behind Harker Heights in the standings. The Consol girls will host a Coffers Cove team that's tied for fourth place tonight. The Bryan girls are 0-11 in district play. They've got a tall order tonight when they host first place Harker Heights. The Consol boys are tied with Harker Heights with five games left. Both of them are 8-1. Consol will be at Cove. Bryan boys, without J. Michael Reese, all of district play are tied for last place at 1-8, and they'll be at Harker Heights. Rudder girls are in first place in 16-4A, and the boys are in third place in district, but both of them have the night off tonight. St. Joseph Boys and Girls hosts Round Rock Christian. Brasses Christian Boys and Girls hosts Conroe Covenant. Allen Academy Boys and Girls will host Waco Methodist Home. In the NBA last night, the Rockets lose to Minnesota 120-108. The Spurs beat Memphis 83-73. And Dallas beat Phoenix 122-99. The head of the NCAA continues to say that he'd like to see college football's national championship decided by a four-team playoff, but adds that the final decision would be in the hands of the bowl championship series. NCAA President Mark Emmert says that there are ongoing discussions about what he describes as a Final Four model, a scenario which would have matched LSU against Stanford and Alabama versus Oklahoma State last season, with the winners advancing to the title game. Emmert noted that the decision is out of the 1,100-member organization's hands, although all BCS members are also members of the NCAA. He's not in favor, he says, of a broader playoff setup given the 12-game regular season. New York Giants and the New England Patriots are about to deal with one of the toughest parts of Super Bowl week. It's Media Day today in Indianapolis. The league has issued about 2,000 media credentials and is also selling tickets to the public for the first time. And finally, Texas Rangers have given manager Ron Washington a 2-year contract extension after he led the team to consecutive American League pennants. Washington is 427-383 in 5 seasons and is the first manager in Major League history to increase his team's win total in 4 straight years after his initial year with the club. He's now signed through 2014. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:58. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. But at Best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, an indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of 2 new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers 4 locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit.
Fit Red Cross Brazos Valley. Text the word RIDE to 23504 now and save.
Hey, there's a little bit of rain out there right now, but, you know, it's 30% chance in the forecast. 71 for high today, 63 tonight, about 75 tomorrow. 60 right now, WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Get out there and vote. Let's keep America the hope of the earth.
And Mitt Romney's hope, Florida Republicans give him a big primary win. They're voting now. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Tampa.
Dave, GOP officials anticipate a large turnout today. More than 635,000 Floridians have already voted, either early or by absentee. Mitt Romney is ahead in the polls, but Newt Gingrich tells Fox that after the race here in Florida,
it's going to be very clear that I'm the leading conservative.
Rick Santorum agrees with Gingrich that the party needs to rally around one candidate, but says of the former speaker and Mitt Romney,
I don't think either one of them are the right choice.
Polling low here in Florida, Santorum and Ron Paul have moved on to other states. Dave?
Jennifer, the nasty Republican campaign has overshadowed President Obama's reelection effort, but he's readying his 2012 agenda. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Well, we're expecting the president to announce a package of tax breaks designed to spur small business hiring and startups. The proposals include dropping taxes on capital gains for investment in small businesses and adding a year to the ability of businesses to immediately deduct the cost of capital investments in software. There'd also be a 10% tax break for small businesses that hire or increase wages. Now, if all of this sounds familiar, it should. It draws on proposals the president has already made, as well as legislation already proposed in Congress. Dave?
Mike, citing danger to rescuers, the search for 16 missing passengers on that capsized cruise ship off the Italian coast has been called off. 17 others died. You can hear the terror.
We cannot see, man. We cannot see.
911 calls detailing crash after crash.
Here comes another one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, That one is a bad one.
That's in Sunday's highway pileup that left 10 dead in Florida. The governor's ordered an investigation into why that stretch of highway closed for smoke earlier was reopened. Texas's worst ever drought is now so bad the small community of Spicewood has run out of water. It's being trucked in.
Unless we see significant rains and we see the lake rise, we're not going to see the aquifer come up.
Engineer Nathan Gullo. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar emergency.
My body's going the wrong way.
Is she okay?
No, she's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom.
Okay.
Police.
This is OnStar emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. Okay. She's at Sumter and Tropicare. I can come for sure into the vehicle.
Hello?
Somebody please. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going very slow.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
See the policeman.
You did a great job.
Yay.
OnStar is built into most new Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac models. And now you can even add it to your car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for FMV retailers, availability, system limitations, and details.
Want to avoid the rush? Get your spring bridal show ticket now and save $5. Text the word BRIDE to 23504. Then make sure Sunday, February 19th is on your calendar from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Expo for the 2012 Spring Bridal Show and Benefit. More chances to win, thousands of dollars in prizes, and hundreds of vendors to choose from. Proceeds benefit Red Cross Brazos Valley. Text the word BRIDE to 23504 now and save.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and EstateLaw.com.
Want to avoid the rush? Get your spring bridal show ticket now and save $5. Text the word BRIDE to 23504. Then make sure Sunday, February 19th is on your calendar from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Expo for the 2012 Spring Bridal Show and Benefit. More chances to win, thousands of dollars in prizes, and hundreds of vendors to choose from. Proceeds benefit Red Cross Brazos Valley. Text the word BRIDE to 23504 now and save.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 60 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the lower 70s with a 30% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The city of Bryan is another step closer to restricting building colors on commercial buildings, but some on city council are concerned about painting designs. Councilwoman Ann Horton questioned planner Michelle Audenart about mixing 1,500 primary and 500 accent colors.
Of the 85 to 95% of the building that remains, mm-hmm. are you limiting them to one base color?
No.
Or are they can just go?
It can be any combination of the approved colors. It's only the limited colors that
could
we want to know
the percentage.
Right. It could be striped and then have an accent color from the limited palette.
I think I would like to see something in there that would say that if you're going to, that the other color, the base color, the main color, is not to be striped or polka dotted or whatever.
The exteriors of existing commercial buildings in Bryan with bright or fluorescent colors would be grandfathered but banned on new structures in the future. Final action is tentatively set for February 28th. If that happens, the new regulations take effect June 1st. The city of College Station turns 75 next year. The city council, with some deliberation at its last meeting, approved $10,000 for someone to write an updated history book. Councilwoman Julie Schultz says revenue from book sales will go to the city.
That particular group does do events that bring in funds to the city, and so they were looking at some of that to offset some of this as well.
Councilman Jess Fields, who says the city shouldn't be in the publishing business, voted against the expenditure requested by the Heritage Programs Committee.
If they want an author to do it, they can pre-sell book copies, but I mean, I don't see why the city needs to step in and grant something like this.
The city attorney says there is a proposed contract but didn't reveal whether the author gets any or all of the money up front because there have been no negotiations. The marquees at our gas stations are changing a lot these days.
Gasoline prices are rising fast, up some 7 cents over the week across Texas. Energy analyst Phil Flynn says some major refineries are shutting down because demand has been so bad.
That tightens refining capacity when these refiners aren't running. And then if you have another issue with the refinery, then all of a sudden, you know, you have a tightness of supply and prices spike.
Flynn says three East Coast refineries have closed. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
More than 500,000 head of cattle were either slaughtered early or literally taken to greener pastures last year due to the Texas drought.
It's the biggest one-year decline in our history.
Texas A&M livestock expert David Anderson says this will hit consumers hard.
What the drought's done is just meant that over the next couple of years, cattle prices and beef prices are going to be higher than we expected them to be.
Anderson says higher prices will continue for several years since the number of calves and calf-bearing heifers in Texas are at their lowest level since the 1950s. A major building on the Texas A&M campus closed Monday because of a water main break. Facilities Director Rod Weiss says a construction mishap caused the incident in the Blocker building.
They're actually doing some construction remodeling on the third floor of that building, and a construction crew that was carrying drywall up a stairwell broke a valve on a chilled water line. And that's what caused the leak.
All classes in the building were canceled for the day, but Weiss says everything should be ready to go for this morning. A friend of St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan has issued a six-figure challenge grant. Head of school Kate Lou Casey says during February, the anonymous donor will give $2 for every $1 contributed, up to $100,000 for a total of $300,000.
That's to just get this thing finished. And so we can move on and start getting enrollment up for next year. We've got a great plan for next year, and it's just time to lay the past to rest. We are just about there. We needed like maybe 250 or something like that, or a little bit more. So we're going to make that do a little bit more work and say, hey, let's go ahead and challenge people. At this moment, we will put that money in if you put your money in, kind of how that works.
St. Michael's has been doing additional fundraising since last September when an audit revealed shortfalls carried over from previous years that created a serious cash flow deficit. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 60 degrees right now. This news update brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Considerable cloudiness today. Scattered showers a possibility. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower for tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 60. We'll have clouds. We could see a shower or two during the day tomorrow. Highs will be up close to 75. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower or two tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Clouds and the chance for a shower Thursday, highs Thursday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So we don't have enough shows on the cooking shows on the Food Network, you know.
We don't?
No.
Oh, we need more?
Silly, yes,
yes,
of course.
Of course we do.
Yeah, we need... We need rotund former country stars married to multimillionaires who are country stars to have their own show.
Trish Yearwood?
Yep, there you go. Oh, nailed it.
Oh, she and Garth getting a show?
No, Garth has nothing to do with it.
Oh, I see.
Well, I don't know. He may duck in.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, I thought maybe they were doing it together.
No, it's just Trisha.
Oh, we'll
just
have Trisha? Some cooking. Yeah. We'll have some singing.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll...
And every once in a while... Yeah.
Paula's probably show up. Hey, y'all. Now put some butter in here. Yeah, it'll be a six episode.
She reveals she got the beatus, you know.
Yeah, I know she does. Yeah, that's what they're talking about, that she cooks like that. Well,
yeah.
That. Anyway, it'll be a six episode run that will air in April. Trisha has written two best selling cookbooks. One of them's called How I Got to Look This Way.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
It says.
And the other one's called Garth's a Little Pudgy, too.
It says it will focus on Southern cuisine, which means there ain't going to be nothing that's going to be healthy in there. But nonetheless, we'll all have a good time with that. Oh.
And well, she hasn't had a hit out lately, has she?
She doesn't have to. She's married to a guy who's got a lot of money.
That's right.
He does all the work. He plays in Vegas all the time. So
Sue's
right.
Hospitals.
Yeah, that's right. And Sue's Hospitals and gets paid double.
And wins.
Yeah. If you think that barbed wire tattoo around your arm makes you tough. Or maybe that butterfly on your ankle.
That's what makes you tough.
Yep. Over 200 tattoo artists from around the world gathered in South America to show off their work. The Venezuelan Tattoo Expo featured tattoo, body piercings.
Mm.
This is my favorite. Underskin implants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. That sounds a lot like chips that could go under the skin.
Well,
no. Things like that.
I went and looked at the video of this morning.
Why
really
would you do something
well,
like that?
Well, I just wanted to see what it was.
You're a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
There wasn't any reason that I should have done that. I mean, it looks like he could put an ink pad on one guy's forehead and, you know, like have Mickey Mouse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do know what you're saying.
Okay. Uh-huh. One attendee has been dubbed the Vampire Woman because her body is almost completely covered in macabre tattoos, piercings, and metal implants in her skull. How do you wash every morning? You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking at these people going, okay, guy, how do you shave? You know what I'm saying?
You're assuming that personal hygiene is high on their list.
That's another good point. Others participating sported full skull tattoos, spikes coming out of their faces, and massive stretched earlobes.
Okay. What happens if you change your mind?
What happens at the family reunion
if you just wake up one day and you say, I don't think I want this anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, it's not like having a beard and you decide you're going to shave.
No, that's true. You're right. It's pretty much a permanent decision. I don't know. Don't have any idea. All right. That was uncomfortable enough. It's 8:15. I'm standing in the room with two ladies and, you know.
Oh, are you? And you were uncomfortable.
We're talking about, you know, all that stretched earlobe stuff. Anyway, let's talk animals. Let's talk puppies and kittens and critters and stuff like that. Okay, what's going on, Crystal?
Well, we're preparing for February Valentine's Day.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
We are embarking.
Oh, I like that. Oh, very nice. Very nice.
On our second love forever out on the property.
Okay.
But this year we have a different spin. We're going to do speed dating.
Speed dating with pets?
For people to find their perfect matched pet.
Okay, all right.
So if you've been looking, or you and your family think it might be fun to come out and try, we have a great volunteer group from A&M helping us with this project. But it should be a lot of fun. And we'll still have activities. So if you're not in the market for a pet, but you wanted to come out and take a picture in the photo booth, or you wanted to come and just see the property, then you're more than welcome to bring your leashed and licensed pets out to the property. But it's going to be February 11th, so it'll be the Saturday before Valentine's Day, and it's going to be something new we're trying.
So now, again, so people know, how much room you got out there?
We're out on 17 and a half acres, so we've upgraded about 17 acres.
Yeah. So there's a lot of room out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a campus, so there's a lot of different buildings that you can go and view, and we have a lot of room to do activities and to really have people come and bring their pets, because before it wasn't that welcoming.
No.
You just walked onto the blacktop and then maybe to the trailer park.
Yeah. But here they do kind of have a chance to hang out a little bit.
Absolutely. Okay. And we are on Leonard Road, which is right next to the Brazos Expo Center at 5359 Leonard Road. And you can always keep up with what events are coming up, profit shares, events on the property, and so forth on our website, which is brazosanimalshelter.org. Or you can always give us a call at 979-775-5755.
Okay, and you're always looking for foster homes and volunteers?
Absolutely.
Okay, but there's a process you need to go through if you want to foster, right?
Yes, and today and tomorrow, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 5:30, we have orientations. And we actually take volunteers as young as 9 years old. So if it's something your family has thought about doing as well, it's something that everybody could do.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Yep, we visit with folks in the Brazos Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on WTAW. And Dean is here this morning from the chamber. How are you today?
I'm good.
Wonderful. What you got for us now?
Well, we have an Inner Circle luncheon coming up next month, February. Well, actually, it's almost here.
Yeah, that's it. Next month is tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow. February 22nd, we're going to be at the Traditions Country Club hearing from Dr. Jeff Seaman, who is the Vice President of Research with Texas A&M. So he obviously has a lot to talk about, because there's things booming at Texas A&M with BioCorridor and all the different projects they've got going on. Thanks to Aggieland Business Park, who is our title sponsor for that. We still have some individual tickets and some reserved tables available for that one, so be sure and give us a call and get on that list. Our next Lunch and Learn is Monday, February 20th at 11:45, and this one's with McLean Intelligent Solutions, and I think this is really timely subject. It's protecting your business computer system and your important information. You know, the news here lately has been just inundated with companies who's gotten protected information stolen from them. So
big companies, important companies.
Exactly.
Sure.
And, you know, it can happen probably even easier to a smaller company here. So it's talking about safety in your business place and that type of thing. And they've been kind enough. They're even going to provide us lunch, which we don't usually do with these. So Fuzzy Tacos is going to bring lunch to the attendees. You've got to RSVP to attend, and just let you know, it's free to attend. But if you don't show up, we're going to charge you for it.
Okay.
It's always a sold out thing. So mark your calendar for February 20th for that. And here's a calendar reminder for in March, and this is one that everybody always looks forward to, our Epicurean Extravaganza. And we're kind of tagging that one a Taste of Aggieland, because we've got lots and lots of restaurants. As of yesterday, I heard we had 31 already signed up,
which tremendous.
Is a record at this time of things. So I think that we're going to have probably one of the bigger ones that we've ever had. We've got lots of neat things planned, some new things for the VIP section, if you've ever bought tickets for that, in the premium section. There's tickets and reserve packages available for that. You know, this is a great incentive, you know, a congratulations to employees that have done a good job. You know, buy a $20 ticket and treat them to dinner at 40 restaurants,
at one time.
So think about that. And we partner with the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association on that, who actually funds some scholarships. So I don't know if a lot of people realize that. But if you're a restaurant wanting to attend, contact Jordan. Or if you just want to go ahead and buy some tickets, you can also call the chamber for that. Our next ribbon cutting is this afternoon at 4:30. We're going to be at Syndet Carbs, but this one's going to be at Boom Fit in College Station. He's hosting that one. And then we have a deluxe ribbon cutting, 4:30 to 5:30, downtown Bryan at Catalina Hatters. I think that one's always a neat one. Sammy Catalina and all of those guys are great hosts. So come on out for that. And thanks to St. Joseph Manor, our Platinum Member Spotlight this week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Visit the folks from the chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620.
A good month for Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are pointing higher as Wall Street prepares to wrap up what has been a good January. Since the beginning of the month, the Dow Jones Industrials have risen 436 points, a little more than 3.5%. Barring a big sell-off today, the blue chips could see their biggest January point gain ever and their biggest percentage gain in 15 years. A one-time accounting charge lowered United Parcel Service's fourth quarter profit. Excluding that charge, UPS had a 21% higher profit than top forecasts. UPS reports its U.S. package delivery business surged. Drug makers Pfizer and Eli Lilly posted smaller quarterly profits. It will be a challenge for big consumer product makers to win back many customers who traded down to store brands to save money during the recession. The Wall Street Journal says generic products have improved. Some people don't think brand name goods are worth the higher cost. Some prefer the generics. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
If your business is involved in the Home Expo, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, an attractive full-color glossy publication. At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595, 695-9595.
Hey, you know, we got a great deal that goes on at Texas Truck Rigs. It's been, I guess, maybe 3 years, a little bit longer than that. Right in the middle of maybe what was at one time considered to be the manliest place in town, that's at Texas Truck Rigs, is a boutique. And it's worked out well because here's a place for ladies to shop for themselves or guys to shop for the lady in your life while you're getting something done to your truck. That's the way we used to talk about it. But now, you may be getting something done to her truck or her SUV. You may be getting a grill guard on their bumper. You may be putting a spray-in bed liner into her truck. Could be you're putting a performance chip in if it's a diesel. So lots of different reasons that would find you guys at Texas Truck Rigs or you ladies at Texas Truck Rigs. And right there is an area for you to look at shoes, apparel, purses, all sorts of stuff like that. And again, there's a gift certificate as well, so it can work for ladies talking about men or the other way around. All I know is that Valentine's Day is a couple of weeks away, and you could end up finding something for her to wear or something to put on her truck or SUV. So you can see there's all sorts of different situations that you can come up with. Texas Truck Rigs has the solution, so it's not any wonder why Texas Truck Rigs has been voted Best of the Brazos for 9 straight years. Located at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan. Again, just kind of a concept which has been pretty neat. A boutique right in the middle of a truck store at Texas Truck Riggins.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah, I was just on there. I saw all of the pictures. Yeah, she looked ridiculous. Hold on, Amy. Never mind, they can wait. I know, pitiful. I'm glad we never dressed like that. Hold on, let me grab this. Hello? Good, they hung up.
Hey, who was on the phone?
Oh, wrong number.
That's the third one today. We really have to get these apartments leased.
Don't let this happen to you. Locally owned and operated, Bryan 800 Answering Service offers a friendly and professional answering service for less than $3 a day. Call 774-4800 or click Bryan800.com now.
Time to talk about the George Bush Presidential Library on Bravo Brazos Valley, and that means that Will King is along to talk about that. You've got a lot of educational things coming up. One thing starting on Thursday, this will be a video conference featuring Barbara Bush. We talked about that earlier, but now it's upon us. Talk about that.
That's right. Good morning. It's our fifth annual Reading Discovery with Barbara Bush. Basically, what happens is we'll have a live audience of about 600 kids from Navasota and also Bryan ISDs this year. And a couple of them will have a chance to ask Barbara Bush some questions, and then she'll give her answers right there. But our answers will not only be going out to those kids live, but also to about 30,000 or so that'll be joining us via teleconference.
And wow.
So, yeah, it's a pretty big deal. She'll be reading from a book called The Election Book, mm-hmm. which is all about, of course, elections, very timely for this year. And then different students, if they've registered ahead of time from different schools across Texas and several other states as well, about 20 or so will have an opportunity to ask Barbara Bush a question and interact with her from wherever their school is.
Now, this will be a live video conference. It'll be going around the schools, what, around the state, around the country, around, where does it go to?
Around the country, around the world, whoever wants to sign up for it.
And she's got to be excited about this, not only because of the big footprint that it'll throw out, but she's just so, you know, devoted to kids' education and the advancement of kids, always has been.
Sure, absolutely. So, I mean, it is one of our bigger education programs for the year. And so, you know, it's just grown each year. Like I said, this is the fifth annual, 30,000 plus. You know, we're pretty excited about it.
Now, we talked about this a little bit, but President John Adams, or somebody that looks and sounds a lot like him, a lively and revolutionary conversation with America's second president. That's coming up on the 16th.
That's right. In addition to the Reading Discovery this month, we have two other historical storytelling and distance learning programs. So a total of three distance learning programs for the month. Like you said, the one on the 16th is with John Adams. That's for President's Day. We have one on the 28th, which is Buffalo Soldiers. You know, this month is Black History Month mm-hmm. In February. So all these different programs you can sign up for, again, via distance learning. All the information is on our website.
That's coming up February the 28th, and then we'll coming up here pretty soon, February the 9th, we got the next in the classic film series.
That's right. This is something else that we do every month, the classic film series. The next one is The Great Race. Our theme this year for the Headed to the White House exhibit that we have is Headed to the Movies. So they're classic road trip films. The Great Race on February the 9th starts at 7 p.m. It's a totally free event. It's over at the Presidential Conference Center. If you come a little early before 7 o'clock, like usual, we'll always have some popcorn, refreshments, and some other things for you.
All right, Will King with the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Always something going on. We've started the new year, so it's getting busier and busier. Will, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, thank you.
I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Up on savings for your big game party and get a spread worth betting on.
Shop Specs, it's how we do. A huge selection since 62. Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you. Shop. Cheers to savings.
Shop Specs.
50 years in the Lone Star State. A one-stop shop, so
sure to win. Specs has over 200 kinds of celebratory suds.
Shop Specs, it's how we do. A huge selection since 62. Shop Specs, low price, amazing. Here's to you, shop. Cheers to savings.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 60 degrees right now at the studios. Lower 70s for a high today with a 30% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning. The Texas drought means fewer cattle, which translates into paying more at the grocery store and restaurants.
Well, as you might suspect, it probably means higher prices for beef.
The drought resulted in the state's largest one-year decline in the number of cattle in the state's history. David Anderson at Texas A&M says drought is just one of many factors that have made raising cattle so expensive.
Ranchers across the U.S. have been cutting back the size of their cow herds just simply because costs are higher.
More than 500,000 head of Texas cattle were either slaughtered or shipped out of state last year because of the lack of pasture. A&M students with classes in the Blocker building were allowed to play hooky on Monday after a major water leak on the third floor. A&M's Rod Weiss says Blocker's being remodeled and a construction worker hit the valve of a chilled water line with a piece of drywall.
We have custodial crews, a number of custodians over there, and we've got a private company, Stomatic, is also over there. And it is our goal to have everything vacuumed up and dried out.
Weiss says safety and electrical systems were all tested with no problems reported. Commercial buildings painted in zebra stripes and polka dots concern some members of Bryan City Council. Those observations were part of a recent discussion about proposed bans of bright and fluorescent colors. Councilman Mike Sutherland was told by planner Michelle Audenart the proposed regulations govern only color choices, not the design.
Okay, suppose the yellow building on Boonville Road wants to paint their deal with zebra stripes. Or a light color and a dark color.
Mm-hmm. It would depend on what those colors were.
If they're in the palette,
they can do zebra stripes with colors that are in the palette.
All right. But it couldn't be yellow. Yellow is not one of those colors.
Well, there are some yellows that are on the approved palette, some yellows that are on the limited palette.
Not the LSU Tiger yellow, Mike. Trimmed in LSU purple, yeah.
I think the oranges should be limited, too.
Final action by the council is tentatively set for the end of February, and if passed, would go into effect June 1st. The proposal calls for 1,500 choices for the primary color and 500 accent colors for new commercial buildings and new paint on existing structures in Bryan. Twice as expensive as first thought, the College Station City Council at its last meeting gave its Heritage Programs Committee $10,000 to produce a history book in time for next year's 75th anniversary. Councilman Jess Fields voted against it.
We're not HarperCollins or Penguin Books or... It seems like this is something that is kind of outside of the realm of what we fund the Heritage Program specifically for.
Mayor Nancy Berry was looking for contract conditions.
Having some familiarity with books and authors, it's highly unlikely that you get an advance. You wouldn't get 50% up front, let me put it that way.
Revenue from book sales would stay with the city. And just last September, St. Michael's Episcopal School in Bryan was on the brink of closing because of a lack of funds. Head of school, Kate Lucchese, says the final push to remain open for the foreseeable future takes place during February. Because of one person's generosity, for every dollar contributed up to $100,000, it will be matched by $2, making for a grand total of $300,000.
We had a one-for-one last fall where, you know, you give $1,000 and it turns into $2,000 because we match that with our donors. But this time, if you give $1,000, it turns into $3,000. So that's to just get this thing finished. And so we can move on and start getting enrollment up for next year. We've got a great plan for next year, and it's just time to lay the past to rest.
Lucchese says the only description she can give about the anonymous donor is that they are a longtime friend of St. Michael's who wants to see the school continue. WTAW News Time is 8:35, 60 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In case you missed it, we're doing it again for only one more day. How about getting up to double the tax off on your furniture purchase at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station? Or get up to a whopping 48 months no interest financing. The more you buy, the more you get. With tax time here, it couldn't be any better. Doors open today at 10 a.m. But you have to hurry. It's the final day for this sale at Ashley Furniture Home Store at College Station. Double the tax off for 48 month interest free financing. Dancing ends today at 8 p.m.
Hey, it's 8:35. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. Give Charles Culver a call at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Lots of cloudy this for today. A few more showers may cross the area as moisture comes up out of the Gulf and across the region. Highs today 70 to 75. Clouds and the risk of a shower tonight. Lows will be around 60. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. We could see a shower or two. Temperatures will be near 75. There's the chance of a shower or two tomorrow night, 55 to 60. More clouds Thursday, high of 75, with the chance of a passing shower or two. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, speaking of a passing share, we're pretty much Brazos County getting some of those passing showers right now. They're light, inconvenient if you're driving, be careful, but still welcome. And this is part of something that goes all the way down to I-10. Hadn't quite hit Houston yet. If you're doing a due south or southeast kind of thing, you're going to be in rain all the way, but aside from that, that's it. So just kind of a little cell moving through. Well, it's actually a fairly good-sized cell because it covers about three counties, but light rain, and we're glad to have it. So didn't want to do this story with the two ladies in the room, but now that they're gone.
Uh-oh. Is it time for our blue segment or what?
Well, it would be interesting to know what the circumstances were that led to this particular store policy. A sign taped to the glass of a business, and I don't know what kind of business it is, reads as follows. We will no longer accept money out of undergarments. Just saying.
Oh.
Okay. People in PJs? Does that mean?
I'm sure.
Again, I don't know what kind of business. I simply have the story of the sign.
Do we know what town this was in?
No.
Huh. If it was California, it'd be understandable.
Probably an interesting policy for many stores. Well, again, you're the sales clerk. You're doing the transaction with somebody, and really, up until you see them remove the money, you probably didn't know that was going to be a problem, right? So I guess this is kind of a way to forewarn any individuals that might be.
Exactly. I think we've cracked the case.
Yeah. Now, sometimes I will take cash into a business that I don't have any pockets. You know, I'm not wearing something that has pockets.
Yeah.
And if that's that's the case.
Right. Wearing his Eisenhower jacket.
Right.
No. If I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And a T-shirt. Okay.
Got your workout shorts on again?
Something like that. Doesn't have a pocket. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
When you're on the elliptical?
I got a picture. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So then what? I put the money in my sock.
Oh, Harry.
Along, yeah, with his house key in the other sock.
No, his house key's on a chain around his neck.
Oh, I got a key fob. Anyway.
Oh.
Money in the sock, huh?
Maybe that's what that means, is out of socks. Because I can't. Well, maybe that's what that sign means, maybe for some reason.
No more sock money.
No, it says undergarment.
Well, that I would.
A sock is not an undergarment.
Not a traditional one.
I think we know what an undergarment is.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, enough of that. Mickey Yama.
The sock's white. When you got the shorts on?
Yeah.
You sure? Except, sure about that?
Except when I'm wearing the mandals.
Right. Except when you got your mandals on.
Yeah. Then I go ahead and wear the Winnie the Pooh socks. Yeah.
Oh, do you think, you know what? I bet I know what it is. I bet it's these kids that you see going around with their boxer shorts showing. You know,
you don't think
blue
it could be a woman
now?
That would ever store money in her bra, Tom? I'll just go ahead and hit you between the eyes with it.
I don't know.
Because women don't ever put stuff in their bra. I've never seen a woman carry anything in her bra other than what the Lord made it for.
I was going to say, you've probably never had the pleasure of having a sweaty, overweight woman hand you a soggy bill out of a bra.
Okay, that's what I'm, exactly. I think that's what they're trying to do is probably
is that what it is? Okay.
Get
well,
to the
color
point.
Is discriminating against, you know, plus-size women. I mean, he immediately assumes that so you will not accept. You don't want a soggy dollar from a sweaty, overweight woman, but if an attractive co-ed comes in and reaches into hers, I mean, that's somehow acceptable?
Yeah. I mean, I think some people might say that.
I just want to make sure that we were...
Right, exactly, what the parameters are, right?
I'm just trying to lay down some ground rules here.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
Profiling's certainly understandable in some...
but profiling's wrong. Okay, they're Now the story of the island of
Oahu?
No. Hmm? Miyakajima, which is the home of Mount Oyama, a highly active volcano that constantly spews toxic sulfuric gases.
Hooray!
Even when it's not actually erupting.
All right.
Which means that visitors and residents have to carry a gas mask with them wherever they go, just in case the air raid siren goes off, warning you that the sulfur levels have gotten too high.
What a pleasant place to live.
And if that's not bad enough, a third of the island is off limits and all the residents must submit to mandatory health checks. The island completely evacuated in 2000 after a violent eruption, and it wasn't until 2011 that the local officials gave the all clear for people to return to their homes in the last part of the island that was reopened for habitation.
I think I'd still rather live there than Waco.
There you are then. I live in Waco. Waco wasn't bad. Waco has an inferiority complex. It has an inferiority complex. The other thing that's nice is, you know, you get in the car and you drive for an hour and a half and you're in Dallas or Austin. So, yeah. In 1918, Irving Berlin was serving the military by writing a musical for his fellow soldiers to perform.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Yip Yip Ya Thank. And eventually it made it to Broadway. But as happens from time to time, songs are cut out and just not used. And thus was the case, because he was looking for a song for the show's finale, and he hadn't come up with the one that he had, he just dumped. Fast forward 20 years, Kate Smith's manager calls Irving to see if the composer has a patriotic song that Kate can belt out. You're probably guessing by now what the song was. So he dusted off the song that was not good enough to be the show finale in Yip Yip Ya Thank.
Yeah.
And we got God Bless America.
Uh-huh. What was the annual event that she was known for singing that at? Or was there an annual event? Or
no,
how did she become known
for being
the
Philadelphia Flyers. She came in and did that. She sang that's when they were in the Stanley Cup. That's
okay.
It's hard to say anything went viral back then, but that pretty much is
I was just wondering because she, you know, for the longest time she was synonymous with
right.
that song.
Yeah. Yep. Good news for Berlin and Smith, but better news for the Scouts. Berlin gave all the royalties for the song to the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. And over the years, that has made, obviously, millions of dollars for those two groups. It's God Bless America. So there.
How about that?
Rutgers offering a course which explores the social and cultural significance of Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
We were all worried about that. This is at Rutgers.
3-hour course?
I'm not sure.
Does it have a lab?
The course, called Politicizing Beyonce, explores whether her persona represents female empowerment or is merely a gender stereotype. Students also discuss other important female singers like Lady Gaga.
Okay. So this is what, like scholarship money is going to pay for these.
Well, scholarship money is paying for the students, and that may be course of choice for them.
Well, yeah, you know, these people will be able to take this knowledge and solve world problems.
I'm sure. Well, believe me, I'm betting that there's a large university in Central Texas that probably has a foolishness course or one or two over there. Oh, did you hear about Tim Tebow? Tim Tebow?
Well, he's got some time on his hands.
Well, he does, and and so Tim.
Uh-huh.
Tim.
What's Tim doing?
Goes to Las Vegas.
Damn.
You know. Well, no, I mean, that's...
Hope he didn't go to one of them girly shows.
There's a lot of things that you could do there in Las Vegas that don't have anything to do with gambling or any of that.
Or women in their skivvies.
Well, yeah. But that's the problem.
Hope he didn't take any cards on the sidewalk.
Apparently
go see Hoover Dam.
No, didn't have to do that. Apparently they booked him into the hotel where the world's largest educational film convention was taking place.
Oh, my.
Yes,
instructional
indeed.
Film.
Yes, that's right. The Adult Entertainment Expo, which is kind of the Super Bowl, if you will, of its particular industry, was right there in the same place where Tim Tebow was staying. Now, according to what they're saying there in Las Vegas, he spent most of the time in his penthouse.
Yeah.
Venturing out only to see Cirque du Soleil's O at the Mirage with some friends, but he was later spotted at the Hard Rock Cafe, hanging out with some girls. That's all they're saying. So,
Nobody ever said he didn't like girls.
Yeah,
Yeah.
He needs to keep his hands off Katy Perry.
I don't think that's happening yet.
He needs to have a revival amongst them sinners.
Yeah. You know? A new survey shows.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, of course he is. Yeah. Trying to change their ways.
Evangelizing the slot machines.
You betcha. Absolutely.
Honey, if you could please go somewhere else to say whatever you're trying to tell me. I'm a little busy here.
New survey shows 15% of men would miss the birth of their child in favor of watching the Super Bowl. And you know what? 15% of men are jerks. Okay. According to the New York,
at least 15%.
Yeah.
Are
well,
jerks.
Yeah, we know that, but I mean for this particular reason. Uh-huh. According to the New York Post, the same poll revealed 21% would blow off an important work assignment for the game.
How many Aggies would miss the birth of their child if they could sit and watch the football team in the national championship game?
Yeah, well, once again, okay.
You don't have to answer that.
I don't know. I don't know how many jerks are out there.
I'm guessing it's higher than 15%.
Yeah, and 20% would skip their best friend's wedding. 19% said that they would miss out on the loved one's funeral. Well, now, see, that's something different. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
well, they're still going to be dead tomorrow.
They are. Yeah. That's You can go visit the grave afterwards if you want to, or pick up the urn or whatever you want to do. But
pick up the urn? Shake it.
Oh, the lid came off.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. But at Best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. You got that rain falling out there, and it's pretty much all over the Bryan College Station area.
Is it raining out the window?
Yeah, Tom, if you'd go ahead and go down to the truck and get my umbrella and bring it back up, I'd appreciate it.
Sure.
Well, it never hurts that.
No, it doesn't hurt that.
Yeah, the worst thing anybody can tell you is no.
Yeah, hey, Scott, no.
Okay. All right, New York Post says British researchers placed cameras in parking lots, observed the parking habits of 2,500 people. The research has found that men are more impatient than women when looking for a space. Well, yeah. And they're more likely to miss an available place as a result. And women drivers position their cars better before trying to pull into a space, resulting in an overall better and straighter parking job. Well, you know what? I drive a truck. I won't get cattywampus in there. It's just fine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why trucks back in. You ever notice that? A lot of trucks back into parking places because it's easier to do that. But what they're saying is that women are better at parking cars than men are.
So. Hmm.
I don't know who that was. I'm just saying.
Disagree, Alex. Circle gets the square.
Okay, that'd be fine.
They might be better than I am now. I'm a worse driver than I used to be.
I tell you what, somebody that can't park. You make me angry.
Talking about parallel or straight in?
Straight
or what?
In. Oh. Straight in. 90-degree turns. Those lines are not moving. you have multiple opportunities.
You do.
Okay.
I love to see where someone has pulled in and they've whipped their larger-than-life mobile into said parking spot, and the rear left or the rear right is always hugging the bottom right of the parking spot, and then the top left of the vehicle is on the top left of the parking spot. The wheels are cut acutely because they swung in there at such a rapid rate of speed, and wherever they were going, whatever they were doing, apparently we have a lot of neurosurgeons and heart transplant specialists that live here.
Why is that?
Well, because that's the only acceptable reason that I can think that you were pulling in at such a rapid rate and you could not take the extra, I don't know, 30 seconds to straighten up your larger-than-life mobile. But instead, you pull right on in there, or better yet, you're across the line, and you're in basically about three different parking spots. And I really want to drop a match down your gas tank when you do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Who knew?
Well, now, I'll tell you what I hate, and Chase, you may be running into people like this that it wasn't their fault. I hate it when you pull into a spot, and the person that's already beside you has gone over the line, forcing you to go over the opposite line. And then when you come back, they're gone, and it just like looks like you're the bad parker.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, and I can also hear the people screaming at the radio right now saying that no one's forcing us to park in that very spot.
That's what I was about to say. Unless you're going to some sold-out something.
Unless there's just not another available spot.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm thinking mostly in those cases.
I'm willing to walk 100 extra yards or whatever to not put up with
that. Well, yeah, just because you don't want to. Yeah, want it to look like it. You did it.
Oh, I don't care what people think about that. I'm just, but you're right. You can sometimes get forced into that.
Right.
All right. Show about nothing else. Thinking parking vehicles. Okay, so here we go.
Hey, I don't know of anything that's generated more phone traffic, you know, in all of our years of doing this.
You're talking about that time that Tom parked in the emergency.
I was just going to say than people doing silly things behind the wheel.
Sure. Oh, there's no doubt. I. Certainly. Again, and I have no problem yelling at people about that. Really? You going to do that? Are you? Are you going to stay on the phone while you're trying to pull into that parking place?
Well, I told you. I've arrived at like this zen-like place, if you will, right. When I'm behind the wheel because I'm convinced that no one knows how to properly operate a motor vehicle. And if I just if I just make that assumption about every other driver on the road, it makes me a better driver because I'm more alert and aware. And quite frankly, it also, you know, just kind of helps me keep my cool. They can't help it. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, drive defensively, right? I mean, that's the whole thing that they did. They're idiots on the road, so drive defensively. So comes now the story of Pablo Perez of Phoenix, Arizona. Pablo makes his living largely from selling something called Sonoran hot dogs. This would be bacon-wrapped wieners.
I've seen this on Travel Channel.
Okay. Piled high with beans, mayonnaise, cheese, onions, and tomatoes, and then stuffed into a bolillo, which is, a Mexican roll. You add some extras if you want to, like mushrooms, some guac, salsa, jalapenos, if you want to do that, and... apparently, they've been in Arizona for a while, mostly down near the border and then also in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
But Pablo, for his part, now part of an apparent hot dog revolution that's going on in Phoenix. This is what he does. I mean, he does this. He gets a bunch of folding chairs, plastic tables. He opens up every night. He basically doesn't have any other place. But what he does is he works as a handyman during the day. His wife preps all the food, then he totes the food, 5 tables, 18 chairs, and portable canopies in his van, tows the hot dog cart, drives to the same spot where he's been doing this for the last 10 years and opens for business right there on the street. 7 nights a week, 6 p.m. to midnight or later, takes off for Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving, sells them for $3 a pop and does about 300 dogs a day. Also has Mexican Coke, which is Coca-Cola that's made with real cane sugar. So there you are. So what'd they do on the Travel Channel with him?
Oh, they showed him making them, and I can't remember which show it was. I think it was the Travel Channel, though. I think it was Adam Richman, the Man vs. Food thing.
Oh, okay.
And he was in Tucson for another challenge, but that was one of the places he went unique culinary stylings, if you will.
Well, that's kind of fun. Financial crisis. We all either have been through one, heard of people who are in the middle of one, or know people struggling to keep their heads above water. Here's the story of Keith Taylor. Got the idea to start modestneeds.org. It's a website where people who need a modest amount of emergency cash post their stories, and readers with extra cash donate and then vote. When you donate, you get points, which allow you to vote on where the money should go. The more you donate, the more points you get. The more points you get, the more influence your vote has.
The money, so you're buying votes.
Yeah, exactly. The money does not go to the person who has asked for it. If the story is about someone needing a car repair, the money goes to the repair shop that fixes the car. Keith got the idea when he chose fixing his car over making his rent, and then he got evicted, and a Good Samaritan came in and saved him, pulled his fat out of the fire. Modest Needs gives out about $6 million a year, which is not a lot in some ways, but, I mean, that's can be significant, again, to help people to bridge the gap, just to help them in that time. It's called modestneeds.org if you want to be a part of that. Guy in England lost $20,000 just from being clumsy. 75-year-old Alan Bridges packing up his 100-year-old vintage vase, because if it's 100 years old, it's a vase. It ain't a vase.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that he could sell it on Antique Roadshow. Okay. But his hand slipped. He chipped off a piece of the glaze.
Yeah.
Later, the roadshow expert told Bridges the vase was originally worth $23,000, but due to his little goofusness, it cost him $3,000. No, brought the price down to $3,000.
I was going
to
say.
From $23,000 down to $3,000. Spokesperson for the show said, it's probably the most expensive chip that you'll ever see on the Antique Roadshow.
Wow.
Imagine Rick could have a field day with that.
Yeah, he would. Oh, you know.
It says it's worth $23,000, but yo, this chip here, that's not going to.
That's right.
That's Rick, that's going to make it worth about $3,000. How much you want for it?
$3,000?
I'll give you $400.
I saw watching last night, didn't it? They had a document signed by John Hancock, okay? I mean, this document guy comes in, just raves about this thing. I mean, it's crazy.
The document guy's the one with the beard.
Yeah, well, a lot of them got beards. But yeah,
the ranger hat.
Yeah, exactly.
The ranger hat.
No. That's the museum guy who takes care of handguns and stuff like that. Oh. No. Anyway, this is another guy. And he looks at it, and he goes, well, you know, it looks like it's probably worth between $8,000 and $14,000. The offers are $4,000. $4,000.
So how much did she sell it for?
$4,000.
Really?
Yeah. I just go, because again, it was a framed document actually signed by John Hancock. This guy talked about, you know, the guy who, it was a commission certificate. Guy had been at the battle where the first shot heard round the world was fired, and obviously you could have taken that to auction someplace.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But old Rick said, yeah, believe it or not, it's hard to move those
things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a store. I got to do this. I got a fat kid I got to support.
And then she goes out, looks at the camera, and sounds like she's got a deal. You know, like, well, I didn't have anything when I came in.
Yeah, really.
And I got $4,000, so I guess I'm happy.
Yeah, so I'm going to go shop and lose it on the strip. Yeah, okay, that'll be great. All right, let me see on this date in history.
I love this part.
1930, 3M introduced Scotch tape.
Oh, we were all better for it.
Yes, we really were.
That's right.
1992, Keith Witt of Amarillo, Texas, cleaned 3 standard windows. That'd be your 42 by 47-inch office window. Mm-hmm. With an 11.8-inch squeegee in 10 seconds.
Good night.
It's the International Window Cleaning Association Convention in San Antonio.
Mm.
It was a world record. That's 1992. Right. You got 50 seconds. Da-da-da-da.
I think it's high pressure to get that convention in your town.